9, it's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, progressive utopians with no sense of humor, and of course, the one guy who, you know, wrote me an email assuming this posture of being like a regular listener and a decent person, assaulting me for a joke I did. I'm not even going to get into the email, but it doesn't make any difference. Kalo, how you doing, buddy?
Good, baby.
How you doing, Mark Riley?
I'm here.
Kalo brought in a dozen donuts this morning. We wolfed all of them, which is...
I ate three, God help me.
The only joy I have in my life is stuff in my face with stupid, doughy, sugary things.
So good.
It's so good, but it's horrifying, man. I'm not in a good mood, man.
I'm going to the gym later. That's all I know.
After
three donuts this morning, I am going to the gym.
You got no reason
to be in a bad mood, man. You went up to Uncasville, Connecticut over the...
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about that? You want to bring that right up? I go up... First of all, I go to the Mohegan Sun Casino to do my little show, right? Friday night was okay. Bunch of people. Were they Marc Maron people? No. Were they just casino people? Like, hey, let's not lose any more of our mortgage money. Let's go see what's in this room. Hey, why is the Jew yelling at us? Okay.
And then how did they know that you... Well, did you say that right at the beginning?
Yeah, that's the first thing I say, right?
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. I'm Jewish.
I don't know who you are, but I'm a Jew. No, I did my show. Friday was good. I drove up there with a couple of kids. Saturday was the real issue, though. You know, like, I think I officially started my midlife crisis this weekend. I really think I did.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, I get up there. I've been doing this a long time. You know, I've done a lot of television. I do my morning radio show. I still anticipate, you know, I wish it, like, people would hear my name and come flock to see me. Isn't that what anybody wants when they do this job? So on Saturday night, when there's a half a house of people. Mm-hmm. And six Morning Sedition fans, thank you for coming. This cat, Chris, great guy. He brings, you know what he brings? I'll bring it in tomorrow. I forgot to bring it in. He brought me a fire truck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it had on the box, it had pictures of me and you, me and Riley.
Oh.
And then it had pictures of John Kerry and John Edwards. And he did a picture on his Photoshop of John Kerry with his hands up like this, and he's holding a fire truck in one hand and a shoe in the other. but it was one of those nights where... Yeah, am I going to be honest with you?
Go ahead, man.
Irritate the people that get tired of me talking about myself. You know the hell with you guys. It's my show. You know what I mean? We got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to cover it all, and me and Mark are going to talk about everything. But
we're going to talk about everything anyway. So let's talk about this now.
All right. So here's what happens. So I drive up to Mohegan Sun. Drive up to Connecticut. It's pouring rain. You know, I'd done the show on Friday. I'm up for 24 hours straight. I'm driving up there with two 22-year-old comics that are all full of, like, you know, joy and excitement. Like, I can't believe we're driving up to Connecticut and opening for Marc Maron, you know. And I'm like, I'm just starting to, you know, hate their optimism, you know, as we get closer to Connecticut. I'm like, I used to be like that. And the sad thing is, my life isn't that much different than theirs, only now I'm all jaded and coated with darkness. But the dark coating, that's what I have.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
So I get up there. Here's what happens. Friday night show's good. We get there. They do a little bit of time. I go on. It's pretty good-sized crowd. Have a good show. I'm a little fragmented because I do the radio show every day. I can't go out during the week to, you know, work on my new stand-up bits. So I'm feeling a little rusty. But I figure Saturday night's all going to turn around.
Okay.
And then I get there Saturday. There's like 15 people in this room that seats 400. And that's not one of those joyous moments. That's one of those moments you're like, oh, no. There's no way I can get through this without looking stupid. You know, that's how I feel about it. And there's like five or six. There was a couple that came down. I went up and did my show. All right, there was about 40 people in the room. And one guy, I'm drinking a Diet Coke on stage. I'm in the middle. I get up there. 2 minutes into my show, this dude just goes, Diet Coke, for no reason. And I'm like, why did you just acknowledge what kind of soda I was drinking? He's like, Diet Coke. And I'm like, what are you, stupid? And then it just became this thing. And
yes, I'm stupid.
And he, like, ruined the first 15 minutes of the show. But he also made the show on some level because I snapped. You know, I just blew off. I completely went off. For the benefit of the people that came to see me who were Morning Sedition fans, I just lost it in a way that only I can.
Well, listen.
It was a complete neurotic meltdown in the humorous fashion.
You may have had a complete neurotic meltdown. I should have been the one that had a complete neurotic meltdown.
Yeah.
When, on Saturday morning, my daughter wakes me up with, can we get one of Marc Maron's cats?
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Gee, that's just what I wanted to hear at 7:30 on a Saturday morning. Daddy, I want to get one of Marc Maron's cats.
You know, you can have one, Mark.
Oh, yeah. We both said, my wife and I both, no. Why? Well, you know, they're not really suited to. Well, why not?
Because they're mean.
Well,
they'd be
look,
great outdoor cats. There was somebody who had a house.
Don't say it. That, though, because that was the next thing. Well, they can stay outdoors. No, no.
You have to just tell her that they probably wouldn't be very warm. You know, they wouldn't be very fun.
I'm not sure she cares.
Oh, I've been trying to make those cats fun.
Yeah, the bottom line is, every time I turn around, I hear your name in my house.
I'm sorry.
It's not Mark Riley anymore. It's not even Mark Riley.
Come on.
It's Mark Maron with a C.
Oh,
damn it. No.
I'll start saying your name in my
house. No, that's...
Wait. I'll just say my cats. You know, I work with a guy named Mark Riley in the morning. Mark Riley is my friend on the radio.
That's right.
So here's what happens. The midlife crisis starts at the Mohegan Sun, dude.
Yeah, now what is this all about?
Well, first of all, there was the whole realization that, you know, I don't have a draw. Okay, and that, you know, but I've known that for a long time, and that's fine. The few people that came to the show who were, you know, who listened to the show, that was very nice of them. They brought us a present. There was a couple who was visiting their kid from Trinity College.
In Hartford.
Yeah, who came to the show because they knew I was going to be there, who just started listening in Boston, and they were thrilled.
Oh, great.
They had that, you know how when we first started in New York, and you had that look, we're like, oh, my God, how come it's taking so long to get the liberal radio in Boston? You know, and they were real sweet, and they were nice. And another cat that was there who came because, you know, it was nice to have the people that listened to the show. I felt a little, the reason that I felt a little trimmed or confined was that, you know, I got six people that want to hear me talk about the stuff I talk about here, and then you got 40 people that are, you know, just
waiting for
like,
the stand-up.
What's going on? Yeah, it's all stand-up, but I don't know. Either way, so I go out and I start gambling, you know, because I'm there, and I lost more money than I've ever lost in my life.
Really?
I lost $800.
800 big ones?
800 bucks. And I had to stop myself because, you know, there's that part of you, like, you know, I have addictions to everything. And I just didn't want to get into that. Like, I had to cut my losses. You know, I don't have bad luck, but I don't have good luck either. Mm-hmm. All right? And then I'm just sitting there, you know, at the casino, and I'm looking at all these people. Most of the people that go to these casinos in Connecticut, you know, they're pretty tacky. They're pretty high-end. But the people that go are kind of tacky, and you know, I don't know how to describe them. But they all come from a similar type of person. Maybe can I say lower middle class? Kind of look like just regular working people.
Regular working folks. Yeah. They want to, you know, like spend some money. Maybe hope they make a little money by going to the casino for the weekend, taking the little woman to the casino, having a good time, seeing a show. But it's all part of the whole, you know.
And I think they do a good job up there, Mohegan Sun. But I guess the moment I had was like, look at all these people. They're just sort of coming out. They're having a good time. They're with their wives. They look like people that work, you know, regular jobs, have kids, have built families, and they've accepted their lot in life as, you know, this is how we go out. They seem to be capable of having a good time. And I realized that when I was sitting there like, oh, my God, I have not accepted my lot in life. I have high expectations. I'm 41 years old. Why can't I just let all this stuff go and just sort of like learn how to just deal with it?
Because there are people, Mark, and I'm like this too. You are relentlessly self-critical.
Yeah.
I'm relentlessly self-critical.
Yeah.
There's always going to be, till the time we draw our last breath, we're both going to be thinking like, well, geez, maybe like if we do this one more thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is a lot. And you draw inspiration to keep going forward from a lot of different sources. I draw them from some sources. You're going to draw them from some sources.
I guess what happened was I depleted my sources of inspiration this week.
But that's all right. You're back in New York, a place where you can endlessly replenish your sources. I mean, believe me, if you were going home from Uncasville to, for example, not to rank on anybody, but New London, for example, you'd be done.
Yeah.
You'd go crazy because there'd be no way you could replenish yourself after having, you know, expended that much energy, psychic and otherwise, on a two-day gig like this. But you're coming back here to New York.
Yeah.
This is a place that always, you can recharge your jets here better than anywhere else on earth. I'm convinced of that.
And then I think what also blew me out was, like, right when I was leaving for Uncasville, I saw John Stewart tearing Tucker Carlson in the ass. Tucker Carlson, who I've been talking about for weeks, and, like, you know, I wanted that opportunity, and that just sort of, like, rubbed that whole sort of, like, you know, John Stewart has been that guy who was like, you know, hey, he's the guy that you could be if you had your crap together. You know what I mean? He's always been that guy for me. You know, everybody has that sort of like, you know, that icon of resentment.
Yeah, like, well, I had it for a long time, but you know what?
And he has been for 20 years, and I'm like, oh, he gets to tear that guy in ass, and I'm going to Uncasville.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
You got something to look forward to.
What's that?
Because eventually, I know this because I've had the same thing, you let go.
Okay.
You let go of that person. whoever it is.
I thought I had.
Well, because you maybe all, haven't yet, but you will.
We're all on the same team, and I know that's a good thing, but there's part of me on a professional level that's like, yeah, wrestling crackers.
Because that's what drives you, and that's not a bad thing, but eventually you're going to let the individual part, listen to me, Dr. Riley, you're going to let go of that part that focuses on an individual,
or else
and you're going to look at yourself.
Or else if I don't let go, I'm going to get a tumor that looks exactly like Jon Stewart's head. We'll be back with the latest from the campaign. It's 16 past the hour. Good morning. It's Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Mills from REM, and you are listening to Mark and Mark on Morning's Edition here on Air America Radio.
Why is House Majority Leader Tom DeLay still in power? The former exterminator has gotten into more trouble than a kitchen full of roaches. He's now been slapped 3 times by the House Ethics Committee and faced an IRS complaint and a racketeering suit. But that's not all. According to Mother Jones, 3 sets of state and federal investigators may finally be closing in on DeLay. First, there's Texas, where DeLay fundraisers have been charged with felonies for possibly laundering money for a group he founded and helped run. Prosecutors haven't ruled out charging DeLay. Then there's Louisiana, where lobbyists flaunting their ties with DeLay built $32 million out of an 800-member Native American tribe. Grand jury subpoenas in the case are flying around like confetti. Even Imelda Marcos has gotten one. The Senate is also investigating the scandal, and DeLay, a.k.a. The Hammer, is facing yet another House ethics count. House Republicans are used to having lightning rods as leaders, but are they really crazy enough to stand by this man? It looks like only a felony charge will finally get them to nail the hammer. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a 4-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2000. New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Snow is formed when water in clouds is exposed to frigid temperatures. The Infiniti G35's intelligent all-wheel drive gives you the traction you need. Sun turns snow to water. The G35 takes it in stride. Its all-wheel drive system varying the power between front and rear wheels as needed. Water evaporates, leaving dry ground. The G35's all-wheel drive shifts power to the rear wheels for responsive handling. The elements, as experienced by the Infiniti G35 sedan with intelligent all-wheel drive. The 2004 Infiniti G35 comes with a 260-horsepower V6, automatic transmission, and available intelligent all-wheel drive that changes with the weather for $33,690. See your Infiniti dealer for a test drive and an attractive lease deal of $359 a month for 42 months with an initial payment of $2,859. Or visit Infiniti.com.
Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for lease details. Offer ends 11-104. MSRP for 2004 G35 automatic leather AWD model with sunroof includes $590 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, and license. Use the actual price.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Yeah! Today I'm all high on donuts. I'm getting a cold. I knew that too, Riley. It's Mike Riley. I'm Mike Maron. It's 22 past the hour. Wherever you are. Oh, man, I'm all wasted on donuts, and I got a cold. You know, the cold coming in. I'm up at the casino. I'm sitting there watching my hard-earned pay get. You know what's sad? when you're gambling, and the dealer's like, oh, man. Dude, you really got to stop. You were getting the worst cards I've ever seen. I never gamble.
So why did you?
Because it was there, and I thought I should. I was trying to enjoy myself. And I'm trying not to beat myself up, but it really gets hard to rationalize the money you're losing when you cross a certain line. If you lose $400, you're like, okay, well, you know, I won't eat out next week and the week after. But when you get around $500, it's sort of like, oh, maybe I won't do my laundry or eat or go on that trip I was planning. But, you know, I know other guys that
Or feed the cats.
Or feed the cats. Yeah, the cats will take the hit. But anyways, let's get into this. I mean, you know, it looks like Bush... His polling is pretty steadily below 50%.
Yeah, it is.
Which is a good thing.
It is a good. It's a good thing. The polling news that's coming out now is going to show some good news and some bad news. Primarily, I think, because that's what's going to make the race interesting between now and Election Day for both the pollsters and for the media. What has happened is that Bush has regained the lead in five national polls that were released over the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. But
not a big one, so don't freak out, folks.
Yeah, don't freak out, folks. Several of those same polls put Bush's level of support, as you very correctly point out, at below 50%. That's bad news for an incumbent president.
Right.
Jimmy Carter, below 50%, lost the election, even though at this time in 1980, he was ahead in the polls by a slight margin.
Right, and H.W., the first George Bush was,
yes.
To Clinton, with polling beneath 50%. As an incumbent, this is a really good sign for us, for people who hate Bush and want the, you know, smug, belligerent, you know, ex-blow monkey, AWOL, puppet, I forgot my own thing, of the Cheney regime's neocon death cult. We want him out!
Well, see, here's the interesting thing about the science behind this emphasis on the spread,
yeah,
and the emphasis on the 50% threshold.
Right.
Undecided voters generally back a challenger. That's what happened with Ronald Reagan in 1980. Jimmy Carter had the lead, but then when undecided voters, who usually just make up their minds just before the election,
right,
when they made up their minds in huge numbers for Ronald Reagan, who was at that time the challenger. The conventional wisdom is that a lot of the undecided, and particularly the new voters that are not picked up by and large by most of these polls,
uh-huh,
are going to break largely for John Kerry. So the margin here, with the exception of Gallup, which has an 8% number, which looks now wildly out of whack with everybody else's. Let's be clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else has it within striking distance for Kerry, such that if Bush remains below 50%, Kerry will likely surpass 50% and thereby beat him.
Yeah, well, and that's good news, and it's also like amazing that so many people are registering for, you know, so many Democrats are registering, and even with all these voting shenanigans, there's some legal action taking place. I called up to get my absentee ballot. I mean, I called them up and said, where was it?
Mm-hmm.
And this is California. And they're like, oh, we didn't put your apartment number on it. But I know that my mailman knows who I am, so he would have given it to me anyway, so I don't know who's scamming who here. But they're going to send me another one. So there's all this stuff that's stalling a lot of people's voter registration, but a lot of action is being taken, which is excellent. If you sense any voter shenanigans, you go to 1-866-OUR-VOTE and report it. There's a team of lawyers there on duty ready to deal with your claims.
It's interesting because now that Kerry has said, and he said this over the weekend, that the Democrats are going to have squads of attorneys throughout the country. On election day, scrutinizing what's going on, the Republicans now have tried to spin the whole question of voting irregularities to backwash on the Democrats. That it's the Democrats that have, you know, people voting 20 times, and there's all kinds of people, for example, Democrats who are registered in New York and also in Florida. In other words, the Republicans are trying to spin this so they don't end up looking like the party that they are, which is the party that goes out of its way to disenfranchise as many voters as possible. You saw, and we'll get to this a little bit later, you saw the story over the weekend, Mark, that Jeb Bush supposedly rejected the idea of scrapping that vote felons list back in May. He denies this, by the way. He denied it over the weekend. But he said he didn't hear about it until July.
Right.
But back in May, there's an email that one computer expert had that said that his boss told him that Bush had rejected not using the scrapping that felons list, even though they knew then there was something wrong with it.
Well, you know, so many people are going down to Florida to keep an eye on this stuff. I know people, my wife's friend Lauren is going to fly down there. This kid who I was talking to the other day, he flew down there. There are legal experts flying down there. Congresswoman Brown is down there.
Kareem Brown in Jacksonville.
And
sure.
I just, you know, I hope to God that whenever this news comes to the front, that, you know, these things are addressed immediately and we can keep, you know, the pressure on them. Because Florida is one thing, but, I mean, the real threat is, you know, Florida's happening all over the country. Because apparently this is Karl Rove's trip. And we're going to talk to a guy.
Joshua Green, a little bit later on this morning, yeah.
He's got a big piece in The Atlantic about Karl Rove and just how, you know, this whole sort of close call, you know, post-election voting disputes is really his specialty. Because what happens is when you get in those situations, you can start bringing in numbers. You can add votes. You can push, move votes around. You can say things, oh, look, we discovered a box of them. This is going to be some really weird stuff, and really bad stuff is going to happen after this election.
Well, I'll tell you what, reading that piece, finally the last piece of the Karl Rove puzzle was solved for me.
Okay.
Why he was so effective, why he's so good at what he does, and in the political context, it makes perfect sense. I don't want to spoil it for people. We'll talk to Joshua Green about it because it is stuff that really ought to scare most Americans.
I'm scared now.
Well, it doesn't scare me because I follow politics,
no,
but
I'm going to cry.
Oh, no, come on.
All right, okay.
Please, please.
Okay, all right. You're right.
Still to come, the president's Palm Pilot, the liberal agenda, and much, much more as we roll on here on Air America Radio.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Florida voters can cast ballots today at various election offices in the state. This ahead of the November 2nd election. All eyes are focused on the Florida vote following the chaos that occurred in 2000. Outside observers have already started a myriad of complaints about conditions facing state voters this year. John Kerry says forget about an October surprise. He says Bush has one coming in January if given a second term. It's called the privatization of the nation's Social Security system. Kerry maintains that it will be a disaster for the middle class. U.S. and Iraqi military are still in pursuit of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who they hold single-handedly responsible for the spate of unrest by militants in Iraq. Al-Zarqawi purportedly issued a communique over the weekend expressing loyalty now to Osama bin Laden. And the Fox journalist suing television's Bill O'Reilly on charges of sexual harassment says the network is trying to get rid of her. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. Explain difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. If you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel, together again.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day. For the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
The Maturity Report.
These right-wingers believe in nothing, just dominating and seeking power. It is going to be like an episode, I'll use another analogy, The Twilight Zone. When is it Burgess Meredith? All he wants is time to read. So I guess the apocalypse comes and he gets stuck in a library and he's like, oh, the world is over, but look at all my books. And then he steps on his own glasses and he can't read. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I definitely see what you're saying. You're saying it's all like TV.
No.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Thirty-four past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. I'm letting it go, Mark Riley.
Let it go.
That's what I'm doing, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm letting it go until it comes back. That's the only problem with the whole letting it go thing. It's like, come on, man. You know, get over it. Not even get it over it. But as you get older, you got to let stuff go. You can't sit there and hold on to it. If you're just tuning in, we're referring to some past resentments I have. And I know this sounds like recovery chat, but I got to be honest with you. There's something about contempt that just drives me. There's nothing like contempt and coffee to start the day. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but are you contemptuous enough to, like, pick up a baseball bat and go upside the person's head?
No, I'd rather just be contemptuous enough to get all worked up and then sort of gradually ease into self-pity. You see, instead of taking the bat out on somebody else, I'll just go ahead and take it right to me. You know what I mean? It's like, man, I hate you. Watch me hurt me.
But are they equally, do you resolve it by taking the bat to yourself?
You know,
you can resolve it if you hit somebody else, trust me.
Yeah, resolve it and then you pay
you
for
go
it.
To, yeah, you yeah. go to jail for it.
No.
What the heck?
I really don't because, you know.
They'll still be doing stand-up when you get out of stir, I guarantee you.
Yeah, but I'm sure my act will be much different. And I'll probably be doing it in a different sort of club.
Yeah, well.
You know, prison does change people, and I'm sure I'm not going to be the top in any situation in that situation. So anyways, the truth, unless I'm real funny, you know.
Well, hey, you crossed that, but Richard did.
Yeah, Richard
Pryor.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
When he did time, he made sure he said he was funny.
Yeah. No, it's a day to day thing, you know. And I'm so happy with this show, and I'm so happy we're here doing what we do. And so, and we get fan mail. Look at this, dear Mark and Mark. I enjoy your show on Air America Radio very much. I usually catch the last hour of it before work in the morning. Enclosed is something I thought you might find helpful when dealing with Christian fundamentalists or before Rapture Watch. Thanks to you both for all you do. Chris in Yankton, South Dakota.
And all right.
She sent this little, it's a wash away your sins towelette. Antibacterial formula, kill sins on contact, heavenly scented, handy, reliable. Here are the directions for use. Right your wrongs with a wipe. 1, remove moist towelette. 2, devoutly wipe away wrongdoing. 3, spot check for stubborn guilt. 4, wipe again as needed. 5, discard sins and waste receptacle. 6, go forth purified and moisturized. Thank you. That was very cute. Speaking of, thank you, Ramon. I didn't know how long it was going to take you to get here. And yeah, you might want to do something about that thing on your lip.
Wait, you know what it looked like? He stepped from behind that curtain. Though.
I know. I sometimes he gives me the creeps, and I just rather not deal with him. And I hope he. I think he's got some medical condition. It's like, yeah, I get him too.
See you.
Yeah, bye. Here we go. Presidential Palm Pilot for today. Here's the schedule: 7:30 a.m. Wake up. Stay on message. Stay real positive and keep my foot on Kerry's throat. Buy new Kerry throat crushing boots. 9:05 a.m. Sign the Department of Homeland Security Appropriations Act, Oval Office, White House. Note, fund with faith-based money. Just print some more. 10:10 a.m. Speak to 2004 U.S. Olympic Paralympic teams, South Lawn, White House. Note, jokingly tell them that in college you won a gold medal in the tequila shot put. 1:15 p.m. Make remarks in Burlington County, New Jersey. Note, tell them, quote, listening to me talk about fiscal policy is like listening to Tony Soprano talk about beating up his Russian girlfriend. Bada bing, end quote. 3 p.m. Go to Florida. Surprise Karl Rove with gift of manatee overcoat, hat, and gloves. 6:05 p.m. Attend fundraiser, Boca Raton, Florida. Tell them your checks could be the difference between stealing 5% of the vote and stealing 10%. 10%. Hello. It's a pleasure to be here at the Mohegan Sun. Hello, 10%. 8 p.m., call Jeb. Make sure independent candidate John Kerry, K-E-R-R-E-Y, is on the ballot in every county in Florida. 10 p.m., bedtime. But first, erase Bill O'Reilly's pleading answering machine messages. Tough love. That's right. I'm going to do some falafeling myself this weekend.
The Bill O'Reilly type falafeling?
No, I'm going to have a falafel.
Oh.
I'm going to eat one. No, I'm not going to do that weird stuff. Do we have the pat? Well, you know, let's do that later. Let's keep going with this news. Apparently, Jeb Bush, as well as ignoring the felon list a few months ago.
Yeah.
Which makes complete sense, and he's denying that. They haven't, you know, they haven't really made that right. That's unbelievable to me.
Well, they now have, they've thrown out the one list that they had. They are still, however, determined to purge, quote, felons. And by the way, Florida is, people act as though, you know, Florida is following the lead of every other state in the country, and that's not true.
Mm.
A majority of states do allow felons to vote after a certain period of time or whatever. It is Florida where they seem to deny felons the right to vote forever and ever, amen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like ridiculous.
And even when they say they're not going to do that, they make it so difficult
yes.
for the guy to, you know, clear his name or to fill out the forms, and they just...
Yeah.
Jeb Bush also rules out running for presidency in 2008.
Thanks, Jeb.
Well, that's a relief. Everyone sort of thinks like that's a good thing, but I think he's assuming that by then his brother will have declared himself emperor, and it's only a matter of time before he just steps in. The election process is not going to even exist anymore.
You know, it's starting to sound like the Bush, you're comparing the Bushes to the Duvaliers of Haiti, where somebody's grandkid's not even born yet is president for life.
Yeah, if the hooved shoe fits.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And here's the other thing, is that Kerry is picking up such steam with a very important block of voters, which is seniors, people who have seen the worst of this country, you know, in terms of politicians and electoral politics. And I think this whole, the Medicare scam that the Bush pulled on them, you know, making it, you know, seemingly changing the system, but actually making it easier for pharmaceutical companies to, you know, regulate just, you know, how much the seniors will pay and also dictate the terms by which they'll pay.
Yeah.
You know, they're catching on to it. And apparently, the AARP was in support of Bush, and since that support, so much of the seniors' vote has trickled off towards Kerry because of the Medicare thing, and I'm sure because of the future of Social Security, which Bush wants to privatize, which I personally would think is a disaster.
Well, you know, it's funny. After hinting around for the last, I don't know how many years, that he would in some way, shape, or form privatize Social Security, now George W. Bush is in full-scale denial mode about ever wanting to have privatized Social Security. Kerry has hit him on this, especially in Florida, and Bush is going around denying it, saying, no, not me. I don't want to privatize Social Security.
I just don't know how a president who has had alliances with corporations that have tanked and taken down, you know, people's pensions with them can, you know, have any credibility in talking about something as heinous as this.
Well, see, Bush wants, one of the things that people don't realize about all of this privatization, no matter whether it's Social Security, whatever it is, how does that money then get invested? It gets invested through the banking classes.
Mm-hmm.
Who do the banking classes overwhelmingly support?
Mm-hmm.
George W. Bush. This is George W. Bush looking out for his friends.
Mm-hmm.
The money that's going to be invested, no matter whether it's invested through HMOs, whether it's invested through, for example, you know, the partnerships that doctors form.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember something, when you talk about doctors not making a whole heck of a lot of money, sometimes that's because the corporations that they form make investments and the investments tank.
And I can, just speaking, you know, from a doctor's son point of view, doctors don't have the greatest money sense. the investments my father has made in his life, there was the silk screening company. That's a smart one. Hey, go look, we can get any kind of T-shirt we want. You got an idea for a T-shirt, we'll print it up and sell it. I own part of this company. Yeah, that was one of those ones where the guy who he went in business with disappeared.
Oh, is that one of those?
One day it was like, what happened? No one knows where he is. He owed a lot of people money.
Yeah.
And he invests in art is another thing my dad was big on. But
what's wrong with art?
There's nothing wrong with art, but, you know, my poor dad, dude, he was up in Iowa for a while. He was working out of Iowa, and he met, somehow or another, met the daughter of this sort of secondary abstract expressionist named, Zerbe or somebody.
Uh-huh.
And this woman, you know, actually sold my dad, like, you know, 50 or 40 of his canvases, right? So my dad's like, oh, my God, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. No, you know, I'm sitting on a gold mine. So he buys all these things for a lot of money, and then he calls, like, the museum, you know, the people, the curators in the museum or Southeast someone, they're like, oh yeah, that guy was, you know, he's not that important really, and you know, there's no market for that stuff. So now my dad's sitting on these weird, he's got like 40 of these guys' paintings, and anyways, enough about me.
You know what he should do? He should rent a hotel room like over in the Meadowlands over here in New Jersey and hold one of those art shows and just sell them all off.
Yeah, my poor dad's he's a little bit of a sucker, that's all.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, and I, you know, I think I am too. You know what I mean? On some level,
he's not backing Bush, is he?
Oh no, no, my, you know, my father is not backing Bush. But you know, he's my dad is also the guy that says, you know, I think, you know, he was watching Fox News until I told him it was biased. He's like, really? Those guys seem like they're telling the truth.
I saw a guy on TV yesterday talking about Fox News,
and
saying essentially, there's a, well, you know, 75% of Al Qaeda has been wiped out by the Bush administration. Well, where'd you get that from? I got it from watching Sean Hannity. Oh, Fox News. Yeah, I watch Fox News all the time, and they are less biased than the New York Times or Dan Rather. It is amazing to me to hear right-wing people savaging Dan Rather, who, by the way, is one of their own.
Yeah.
Dan Rather is no leftist, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Dan Rather is no radical. He is no revolutionary. He got tripped up on a single story. But remember that Dan Rather has, how best to put this, gone in the tank for, for Republican administrations past and present. So let's not make him out to be some liberal icon.
He just got a little excited, you know?
Yeah.
He got a little excited.
Overexerted himself. What are you going to do?
Also, there's some stuff going on between Kerry and Bush where, you know, Kerry is, you know, insinuating that Bush is going to reinstate the draft. And now, you know, Bush is turning it back on him, saying that he's going to be the one that's going to reinstate the draft. And the truth of the matter is that I believe that if Bush is president again and he doesn't decide to, you know, do what is rumored, which is, you know, to cut and run, you know, which he might do.
He might, but I don't know.
Is that, you know, it seems that he's going to reinstate the draft because an all-volunteer army is overextended, and how are they not going to do that?
He may not have a great deal of choice in this, but what's interesting about this entire story, Mark, is that this is something that has been generated and driven by young people through, I guess, what you would call modern technology, the internet, blogging, It has become such a huge issue that the Bush campaign has had to respond to the perception that Bush would reinstate the draft.
Right.
It's an amazing phenomenon that we see going on.
And yeah, and now once we get into in talking about the armed forces, there's been a lot of news over the weekend about that one squadron that refused to follow orders because it wasn't safe.
Yes.
And not unsafe in the way that a battle is unsafe, but they were improperly armed in terms of their vehicles were not protected. And we want to talk about that. Also, there's some news about Guantanamo Bay detainees being horrendously treated and following what I think the way I characterize Gitmo at this point is just a terrorist finishing school.
Yeah.
If you weren't completely committed to the cause, you will be.
You will be after spending some time there.
You get your Gitmo degree. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and about some other stuff. Kofi Annan saying that we're not safer. He's the last, another one in a long line of international diplomats that have said that based on facts, which are something our president is very frightened of. It's 46 past the hour. It's Air America Radio.
And now, haiku from professional wrestler Mick Foley.
Morning sedition. We're fighting for our lives here. Time is an egret.
This has been Morning Sedition Haiku with Mick Foley.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big, evil taco is haunting me.
Guacamole.
You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
There was dirt, water, and the air.
And it was good. Once.
It's the 2004 Broward Youth Awards, the nation's most prestigious recognition for young green activists. Meet winner Hannah McCarty, who organized a movement in Seattle to protect the last remaining old-growth forest.
With the Weyerhaeuser campaign, our first target that we chose was Trader Joe's because they're a pretty environmentally conscious company, and we thought, their customers are going to be concerned that they're buying bags from this company, Weyerhaeuser, that's the number one polluter in Washington State, rapidly destroying and diminishing our old-growth forest.
McCarty, along with fellow students, petitioned and had talks with the store, and eventually Trader Joe's dropped their contract.
We said Bag Weyerhaeuser, and that was a really great victory for us.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Needless to say, I was anxious to be 110 miles offshore and jumping off a boat in the open ocean.
Jim Ray is a marine biologist who has been working with a national marine sanctuary called the Flower Gardens, deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Flower Garden banks are a very unique set of reefs. About 55% of the surface area is covered with living coral.
And while his work is not surprising, what might be is who he works for. Shell.
It just gives me a very different view and approach on the environment. Yeah, it has become an old friend.
Protecting this magnificent area is something people like Jim have been doing for over 30 years.
With this kind of protection, it'll probably be there 100 years from now for people to still enjoy.
And while Shell will continue to focus on energy, that will never be its only focus.
As long as I'm still allowed to dive, I'm not too old to climb back on a boat, I'll probably have the opportunity to go back to places like the Flower Gardens.
To find out more, see the Shell report, People, Planet, and Profits at www.shell.com.
I know firsthand what it's like to be a kid when your dad dies with no life insurance. So when I started my own family, I knew how important it was. So I called AccuQuote at 800-500-3353. They found me life insurance from a top-rated company, and they saved me a fortune.
This is Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped tens of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20. A month. A 50-year-old, less than $50 a month. 20 and 30-year plans are also available. And ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So if you're thinking about life insurance or want to know if you're paying too much, write down this number and call 800-500-3353 and start saving money right now. Or visit us at AccuQuote.com. That's 800-500-3353. 800-500-3353. Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Two past the hour. Thanks again to the people that came out to see me lose my
lose your cool.
Yeah, lose my cool with the Mohegan Sun. But you know, Riley, I'm exaggerating. You're listening to the Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. I like losing my cool. I, you know, for me, which is one of the reasons why I don't have the following I want, is because, you know, my insistence on being inconsistent in terms of, like, you know, if the situation calls for it, I'm going to do a little performance art, man. And I got a guy yelling at me, diet soda, and I got his dumb wife, you know, yelling at something else. And there's nothing in the casino doesn't shut them up. So if they want to leave it up to me, then it's going to get weird. It's going to get interesting. And we covered a lot of topics.
They stayed, though, didn't they?
No, those two?
Yeah.
Eventually, they kind of drifted out when I made enough fun of them. You know, because there's that tone that changes. There's a heckler that's all of a sudden it's like, it's no longer helping. It's like, yeah, so what are you going to do? You know, that kind of thing. And then they sort of just disappeared. But, you know, it was all very interesting. I'd rather it be interesting than sad.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Funny's the best thing.
Oh, but, by the way, before we go any further, I got an email the other day from someone who said to me that my British soccer team, Arsenal, will go down next Sunday. Right? Now, they are seeking their 50th consecutive game without losing.
Yeah.
They won their 49th over the weekend. Be very afraid, you Manchester United fans. You boys are going down. Arsenal's coming up there to Old Trafford and is going to, as they used to say in Connecticut, whip snatchets on your head.
And good morning, Newcastle. I just, like, I know that we got some listeners.
Yeah, we got some listeners in Newcastle.
Someone ordered my CD from the UK the other day. I got to send it out to him. And here we go. Look at this. The U.S., Kofi Annan, the United Nations main dude.
Yeah. What is he now? He is the Secretary General.
That's what
of the United Nations.
I call him the main dude because, you know, I can't get hung up with all these titles. You know, Bush is the, you know, the main bad guy. You know, president, you know, whatever. We don't know that. So he came out. Kayla, you got that sound of Kofi?
I cannot say the world is safer when you consider the violence around us, when you look around you and see the attacks around the world, terrorist attacks around the world, and you see what's going on in Iraq.
This is on British television.
Yes.
You know,
he speaks the truth.
Yeah, we don't put this kind of stuff on American television. You know, the truth.
Well, because Americans have been trained to deeply resent the United Nations. That's the whole issue with the Saudi proposal. This is kind of surprising, actually, but the Saudis came forward with a proposal to have a multi-Arab peacekeeping force help organize the elections in January.
Right.
And Bush rejected it out of hand. Why? Not because it was a bad idea, but because that Arab peacekeeping force would have been under the jurisdiction of the United Nations and not the United States.
Right, and of course, the Arab peacekeeping force, the last thing they would do would take orders from the United States.
Absolutely.
So that was a non-negotiable thing for George Bush.
And it was a no-win situation. But see, both sides, him and his friends in the House of Saud, can say, we tried.
Right.
You know, which is amazing when you consider that a multifaceted Arab peacekeeping force might have done some good in terms of trying to organize those elections.
Obviously, this is not stopping the United States from, again, you know, persisting and reaching out to Britain to, you know, not only...
Could you send us some more troops, fellas?
They just took a few thousand out, and now it's like, hey, dudes, rethink this. You know, I don't even think that the people they were taking out that we had reports a couple of weeks ago, they must not have all left yet, and now they're requesting more British troops.
Yeah.
So they're considering to redeploy troops outside of, southern Iraq, and, you know, that doesn't mean a lot to me or maybe to a lot of people listening, but just the fact that he's not willing to, you know, obviously his alliance is weak. He can't get any of the other countries to deploy troops. And the United Kingdom was always the one that was going to help out. And now he's like, you know, he's got, you know, Blair's already in trouble for sending troops over in his own country. But now they're considering sending more troops in again, which means trouble.
All right. Now, this is going to be interesting, Mark, because after the top of the hour, we're going to talk about this whole story about the USGIs who refused to do these troop convoys.
Yes.
All right. Now, those troop convoys were generally moving south to north. What the British are being asked to do is essentially the same thing. Move your troops from the south, where things are relatively calm, to the north, where they are not. And the British have balked at this on numerous occasions.
Uh-huh.
A couple of months ago, we
right.
did a story about the alleged U.S. pressure on the British to move their troops from the south to the north. Now, what they're asking for now is backup for American troops that are trying to sweep through Fallujah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it any wonder that the British might say, well, wait a minute, man, you all are sending your boys into all this danger zone. You want us to fill in this danger zone, which means that we'll get hit with whatever retaliatory strikes take place because you invaded Fallujah.
Right. And also there's the question of who's going to run the thing. You know,
yeah.
Is it going to be Americans? Is it going to be British? And you and I had a conversation before we went on air today about that kind of arguing has been around since World War II as well.
Yeah, it has. And again, it's like who are going to run the troops? Americans only want American troops. Or want American military commanders, running American troops. And Americans apparently also want the British to be under the control of the Americans. The Brits aren't having it.
The Americans want the world to be under the control of the Americans. There's the liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. Write these down. One, stay real positive, but keep your foot on Bush's throat. Two, stage theater production of Bill O'Reilly's sexual harassment transcripts. The falafel monologues. See if Kevin Spacey is available. Three, decry glaring lack of polling stations for disenfranchised American voters in the International Space Station. Four, candlelight vigil mourning the brutal puppet deaths of Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, Susan Sarandon, and Janine Garofalo. Damn you, Team America. Five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. If you don't think Texas is in play, you're just kidding yourself. Kerry's totally got Austin, man. What do we got next hour?
Next hour, Mark Maron's Dream Diary comes up. Iraq, Birth of a Nation. Joshua Green of the Atlantic Monthly deconstructs Karl Rove. And the Monday job listing, all for you on Air America Radio.
Brush Lint Ball
to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Randy Rhodes.
Rosie O'Donnell!
Listen, Randy, I have dreams about Colin Powell nightly, seriously.
Really?
I really do. That the man wakes up and says before the election, I must resign from this administration as it is morally offensive to my essence. You know, this is an unbelievably talented man, gifted, and to be associated with this administration full of crooks, I think, is going to be the one thing in his life that he would change if he could.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron, you're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning Sedition.
Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, progressive utopians, and who have no sense of humor, and of course, compulsive gamblers, which I am not one of. Thank God I realized that after my Mohegan Sun experience.
Hello, seven.
Yeah, I was playing blackjack, man, and the dealer was like, maybe you ought to take a break. The dealer.
It's hit like, me. Hit me.
It's like back when I was in L.A., all screwed up on the yayo, seeing things, hearing voices in my head. I went up to the drug dealer and said, what should I do, man? He goes, you got to get out of here. It's not in his best interest to get rid of you.
I know. So
when the dealer says it's time to go, it's time to go.
Yeah, right.
Hey, man, I really think you've done too much, man. You know, you really need to stop.
But thank you to the Morning Sedition fans who came down on Saturday night and watched me melt down. I just wanted to make sure it was consistent with the radio show they have grown to know and love. I will be performing this weekend at the Gotham Comedy Club. I'm going to be doing both shows, both nights, Friday and Saturday. You should go to the website. It's a nice little room. I'll be doing like 20, 25-minute sets, I believe. And, come on down. This should be fun. And I'm doing the Boston Comedy Club in between the Gotham to go keep sharp. You don't have to go to the Boston Comedy Club. Come to the Gotham Comedy Club because that's where the big cash is. But I'm going to go in the middle to refine some stuff. Is there any other things? Oh, I was talking about John Stewart earlier.
Oh, no. You know what we got to do?
What?
We got to do a special good morning to Providence, Rhode Island.
Good morning, Providence. Thanks for having us. We're happy to be in your town. I want my car back.
WHIJ, 9:20 a.m. If there's anybody in Providence, Rhode Island that has Mark Maron's car, drop it off by the Providence Railroad Station. He'll come up on the Amtrak and pick it up. Thank you.
My car was stolen in Providence, Rhode Island. I think it must have been 1988.
16 years ago.
Yeah.
And how old was the car then?
Boy, what was it? 1987. It was a Toyota. Wow. It was a little red Toyota.
Well, then it's still running. Drop it off.
Oh, it was my mistake. I left it out overnight.
Really?
Yeah, I got wasted. I was doing comedy at a place called Periwinkles. I got wasted and went home with the other guy because I couldn't drive. Thought my car would be there the next day. It wasn't. And the saddest thing is I had a bomber jacket that I loved in that car. If you got my jacket, actually, I don't need the car anymore. Take the jacket.
You sure the city didn't, like, impound it? Were you parked legally at least?
No, I checked. I'm sure I checked. I don't remember checking, but I'm sure I checked. I'm sure I didn't just let the car go. I'm sure I reported it. I think it was just out of college then. Oh, yeah, and I was talking about John Stewart earlier. I want you to know that my history with John Stewart is long and profound. It's probably more profound to me than it is to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know,
he's a star. Nothing's profound to him anymore about his past.
See, right when he said that, I immediately took it as, look what you're doing. Look, he won. Look, he's winning. He wins the respect and love of the world. Look at you. You got to sit and listen to me every day.
No. Look, let me explain something to you about people who have the love and respect of the world.
Yeah.
They lose it fast. All right? They don't hold on to it forever. In 5 years, Jon Stewart could be just another guy doing Mohegan Sun. You never know.
And the sad thing is opening for Jon Stewart, Mark Maron, the host of Morning. No. But excuse me, you know, we're all on the same team to a certain degree, you know, and I try to respect that. I'm trying to, you know, let it go and keep my personal things. But it's a very funny story, though, because I've known Jon for years in terms of stand-up. I wouldn't say we're friends. And I will admit to have been jealous of him for years, you know. And I remember years ago, I was doing my angry stand-up. I was literally so angry on the stand-up stage that, you know, I couldn't get work because people were like, is there funny there? I'm not seeing the funny. He's yelling and he's red. So one time I'm on stage, and I'd just seen Jon Stewart host some sort of, you know, MTV Spring Break Beach event. You know, this was years ago, back when he would do anything on television. And, you know, he walks into the room, and I see him walk in, and I was sort of like, hey, there's the host of MTV Spring Break. What's it like sucking Satan's, you know, that kind of thing. You know? And Stewart was just like, why are you yelling at me, you know? And I remember he left, and I always had this contentious thing with him that was very one-sided, on my side, you know? And, you know, then I end up years, my first TV gig was hosting Short Attention Span Theater, which was a show that he started. He didn't start, it wasn't his idea, but he originated that show on Comedy Central. And I was on the last version of it. And I remember I started hosting it, and, you know, it was a different show than when he hosted it, but I went to do his show. When he had a show on MTV, the Jon Stewart show, I went to do stand-up on it. And I went into his dressing room, and I'm like, what's up, man? How does it feel still working for MTV? You know, like, I was being really, like, an ass, you know? And he goes, oh, wait a minute. Don't you host Short Attention Span Theater? And I go, yeah. He goes, well, you have no right anymore to talk to me like this. I don't have to listen to you talk to me like this. And I'm like, yeah, but... all right, thanks for having me on your show.
I knew that was a perfectly symmetrical story.
But he's had to say that to me several times because I'm such a, like, you know, a spiteful, weird person. You know, I mean, I've been reprimanded by Jon Stewart on several occasions. Like, why are you talking to me like this? I don't understand. But that was before That was before he was Jon Stewart.
Let it go.
Back then he was just, hey, Jon Stewart.
Let it drift into the ether.
It was nice seeing him tear an ass on Tucker Carlson. I wish I would have.
Yeah.
I wish I had the opportunity. I do it here on the air.
There are like millions of Americans that wish they could.
Just like take that bow tie and just like pull it till his hair pops up.
Yeah.
Here's 10 reasons why George Bush must go. Okay, obviously there's so many reasons for him to get booted, but we couldn't possibly get to all of them in a three-hour show. So each day until the election, we're going to detail 10 of those reasons and then maybe move into new reasons on a day-to-day basis that reveal themselves in the news. And I'm going to say them slowly so even you can understand. You know who I'm talking about. You know, I was at the blackjack table and I was talking to the dealer who was like, you know, this woman who was smiling as, you know, I began to cry. And I said, you know, we've talked politics for a minute. I said, anyone who hasn't decided yet is retarded. And I used the word wrong again, obviously. And the woman sitting next to me at the blackjack table goes, well, I guess I'm retarded then. And I go, yeah, if you haven't made your decision and you're going to vote, you are retarded. She goes, well, I do improv. And I'm like, this is a different conversation. I didn't know because they knew we were comics. And anyways, here are the reasons. One, on Iraq, for failing to build a real international coalition prior to the Iraq invasion, forcing the U.S. to shoulder the full cost and consequences of the war. Two, on terror, for allowing several members of the bin Laden family to leave the country just days after 9/11 without being questioned by the FBI. Three, on homeland security, for focusing on missile defense at the expense of counterterrorism prior to 9/11 and continuing to do so despite the poor test results. I'm going to let you do 5-10, buddy. Four, on the environment, for limiting public challenges to logging projects and increased logging in protected areas, including Alaska's Tongass National Forest. Five,
on tax policy, for passing successive tax cuts largely responsible for turning a surplus of $5 trillion into a projected deficit of $4.3 trillion. On education, for freezing teacher quality grants, cutting training to 30,000 teachers, and leaving 92,000 fewer teachers trained than promised in his 2000 pledge to the nation. On foreign policy, for ignoring the Middle East peace process, which has deteriorated with no strategy. 8, on health care, for dishonesty to Americans regarding the cost of Medicare, saying it will cost $400 billion, although its real cost will be $500 billion over a 10-year period. On fiscal discipline, for spending $6.5 billion on nuclear weapons, 50% more than during the Cold War, but cheating our troops out of body armor. We're going to get to that in a minute. And number 10 on economics, for pledging a jobs and growth package that has fallen roughly 1 million jobs short of George W. Bush's promise.
Unbelievable. And we're going to have to figure out some music for that.
Yeah, really.
Tomorrow. Because if we're going to read that every day, I think we should pound it with some music. And speaking of that, this military equipment thing, when the war started, only 12% of the soldiers in Iraq were equipped with body armor, and only 500 Humvees were fortified at the very beginning of the war. And now, given this story today, this is amazing because we're, a year plus into it.
A year plus into it, we're talking about a group of 18 men and women from the 343rd Quartermaster Company. They collectively refused to deliver a shipment of fuel from the Talil Air Base near Nasiriyah in Iraq to another base which was much farther north. Again, the south to north thing, that's the same problem that the British have with moving their troops north.
And this was a company that was used to running sort of like safer missions within the
area. Southern perimeter, right, near their area. They knew that their Humvees were not properly equipped to take a roadside bombing or to take some hit on that north-south road. There's a highway that runs north-south into Iraq. It's the main troop convoy road. It is basically a shooting gallery.
Right.
The insurgents and others who are against the U.S. military presence in Iraq use the American convoys as targets.
Now, this is an interesting thing, Mark Riley, because if this were any other war or any other situation, these people would have been, court-martialed, reprimanded, and even in some cases killed for this type of, for disobeying direct orders.
Well, disobeying a direct order during wartime is an offense under certain circumstances. I don't know whether these would have fit the circumstances, but under certain circumstances, you can, the military can inflict capital punishment.
Right.
In other words, they can kill somebody who disobeys a direct order during wartime, which this was.
But in the climate we're in now, and given that this guy was, a 25-year veteran, he fought in the Gulf War, the
head of the platoon, Staff Sergeant Michael Butler.
Right. So that, what this is like, this is civil disobedience in a way, and it's also a political statement, and it's also to protect his safety, and calling Bush out on his inability to lead properly in this as a war president, and his inability to have empathy or even care for the troops properly or equip them properly. And now, the Army, I don't think, knows what to do with this.
Well, the Army now has had to admit that, yes, some of the trucks of the 343rd, specifically the truck that they were being asked to drive, were not properly armored. They have had to admit that.
Well, good for them, then. They're sort of heroes in this thing, then, in terms of, protecting. They weren't just protecting their own safety. These people are in the military. They are willing to fight. And they said, look, if you want us to serve efficiently and do our duty, then, you've got to give us the best protection possible, and you're not. You're dropping the ball, and we are protesting. I think it's brilliant.
But see, the flip side of this, Mark, and this is something maybe we can talk to some of our listeners about, the flip side of this is disobeying a direct order during wartime is a very, very serious offense. This is not, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here. There are going to be some people who say that these folks should receive the full sanction of the law, of military law, because they disobeyed an order. No matter what the order was, you're in personal danger as a condition of your service.
Right, but also, those kind of things, it's interesting because, if they were running out of supplies, that's one thing. If an army's at the last, at the end of its rope, And it's like just fighting the last bit of war. It's different than, we're the richest country in the world, and also these people probably saved a lot of lives. I mean, this protest might actually get all these Humvee armed. If you're in the military, active or non-active, or you're a military specialist, we'd like to hear what you have to say about this. So call us at 866-303-2270 and give us your speculation as to what's going to happen, what you think should have happened, and, how you feel about this action taken by this squadron. It's 18 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270, or you can check us out at morningsedition.com.
Hi, do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution.
Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with native energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826. Or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
If you want a flight with no stops, I suggest One Stop. Priceline.com, the one-stop site for all your airfare needs. Now you can choose your exact flights from our long list of low, low fares. Select round trip, one-ways, non-stops, whatever. Shop and compare prices, times, airlines from our easy-to-read list, or you can still name your own price and save even more. No one else gives you that choice. Priceline, the best choice in travel.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Dude, 23 past the hour, Mark Riley and Mark Maron here.
Hi!
It's Morning's Edition on Air America Radio. We got your calls. I'm going to do this right now. This is my my therapist told me to write down the dream, so here comes the dream from last night. It's important. I'm at a coffee house for poetry night. The guy with the dread steps to the mic. Now dig the poetical, political stylings of Mark Bongos Maron. I'd like to share with you a poem called The Cheaters by me, Mark Maron. Meet the cheaters, truth eaters, our democracy teeters from these offending repeaters. Vegas villains violate the vote, note, hope stolen, cornholing up the colon, steamrolling our places of polling, our rights in the gutter like pins after bowling. This disgrace will erase our faces without visible traces. We've got two pair, they've got four aces. Yeah! And Bill O'Reilly, highly unwily, every shock jock on the squawk box mocks how this fox gets his rock off with his socks off. This toxic croc would defrock Goldilocks. Whenever I see such a rube on the tube, I ask a question harder than Rubik's Cube. Where do we get such spectacular boobs? Yeah. Still, the cheat to beat, mistreat, and defeat is the setting sun who never won. Pardon the pun. He can't hide, but he can't. He can hide, but he can't run. The beguine has begun. He's come undone. An empty bun. Future, he's got none. It's good, clean, fun. Before the white light gets too bright, we must incite to remove this blight. After the fight, we can set our sights on what's right. A garden of earthly delights, or a midsummer night's dream by Shakespeare. Because, my dear, the end is near, and we're fighting for our lives here! I woke up and my bed was filled with leaves of grass.
All right.
That was cool. Cool
loved
dream.
It. Loved it.
I like the poetry scene. Willie in Georgia, how are you?
Hey, Willie, how you doing?
Willie?
Hey, Willie!
Okay.
Oh, free Willie.
Let's go to Stephen in Queens. Stephen.
Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
Good, Mark. And Mark, how are you today?
Very good.
Malin, I just want to say I really love your fire truck, and we're fighting for our lives here. I really love it.
Okay.
The only way to take the edge off. I have a son that's in the reserves.
Yeah.
And he's over there in Camp Anaconda, north of Baghdad. He came back in September for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, before that, he was spending like a month doing fuel convoy duty, like escorting fuel trucks and stuff up north to other bases. So when I hear about the story,
yeah,
about these soldiers refusing to, because when he came out, I was talking to Chris, this is really, he said, don't worry, Dad, we got Abrams tanks and we got Apache helicopters escorting us and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I said, you know, Chris, it's still dangerous, and I, you know, if you can get out of it, you
right.
know, by working in the, they have these, like, these huge stockyards and stuff where supplies are moved around and stuff. And that's what he tells me he's been doing since he's been back, even though I wouldn't put it past him to put my mind at ease by telling me he wasn't doing this kind of duty anymore.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I can see how a lot of people would look at these soldiers as, like, traitors by not doing it. I can totally relate to the possibility, you know, not enough equipment and
sure.
just the threat level just constantly escalating.
Yeah, it's a touchy situation.
It's a very
touchy
situation.
You're more sensitive
sure.
to it having your son there, and we're going to see what the Army people do. Thanks for your call. Appreciate that call. It's hard when you have a
family that's doing exactly the same thing. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Joe in Utah, how are you, Joe? Quickly.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Really appreciate your show.
Thanks.
We're not at war. I wish people would get on that page and understand that we haven't declared war since World War II, and it's a very significant point. This is why they're not going to court-martial these guys, and why they're having this conversation is because they don't want the American people to understand we're not at war. In fact, we're illegally in a military conflict contrary to the various treaties and documents that we not only signed but created through the U.N.
Okay.
So they've got themselves a real problem here because of that.
Okay, thanks for your call, Joe. So what he's saying that because we never declared war and we're not at war, they didn't disobey orders during
wartime. However, they could still be court-martialed for disobeying an order during wartime or during basic training. It is more severe during wartime,
mm-hmm.
but they could still be court-martialed for disobeying a direct order.
Wow.
They take that kind of stuff very seriously.
So for our friend in Queens there, or wherever we call from, and his son, here we go. We're coming in.
There we go.
There's a fire truck.
Fire truck.
John Fire Truck Carey coming to rescue.
When we come back, Iraq, Birth of a Nation, the Monday job listing, Uncovering the Real, Karl Rove with Joshua Green from the Atlantic Monthly and more here on Air America Radio. Summer, summer, summer.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. There's word that the Iraqi government program of cash for guns is a big hit with the Shia militia. Government says a record number of weapons have been turned in. Iraqi officials extended the program on Sunday and said it might spread to other cities. Full-scale investigation by the U.S. Army has begun of some 18 men and women of the 343rd Quartermaster Company after the platoon refused to deliver supplies through a dangerous region in Iraq, citing inadequate protection. The Army called the incident isolated. Another platoon completed the mission. John Kerry picked up several significant newspaper endorsements yesterday, just 2 weeks before the election. George W. Bush also received several endorsements, but lost the support of 8 papers that had given him backing in his 2000 quest for the presidency. And a private analysis has concluded that the enormous wealth gap between white families and black and Latinos grew even larger after the most recent recession. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
Snow is formed when water in clouds is exposed to frigid temperatures. The Infiniti G35's intelligent all-wheel drive gives you the traction you need. Sun turns snow to water. The G35 takes it in stride. Its all-wheel drive system varying the power between front and rear wheels as needed. Water evaporates, leaving dry ground. The G35's all-wheel drive shifts power to the rear wheels for responsive handling. The elements, as experienced by the Infiniti G35 sedan with intelligent all-wheel drive. The 2004 Infiniti G35 comes with a 260-horsepower V6, automatic transmission, and available intelligent all-wheel drive that changes with the weather for $33,690. See your Infiniti dealer for a test drive and an attractive lease deal of $359 a month for 42 months with an initial payment of $2,859. Or visit Infiniti.com.
Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for lease details. Offer ends 11-104. MSRP for 2004 G35 automatic leather AWD model with sunroof includes $590 destination charge. Excludes tax. Title and license to use at actual price.
Did you know that you could donate your old car, no matter what condition it's in, to a wonderful charity that will give you up to 50% of the car's value in cash and also get the maximum tax deduction? That's right. Kids in Need will take your car no matter what condition it's in. Proceeds from these vehicles will be used to distribute a phonics reading program for underprivileged kids. There's no better gift for a child than the gift of learning to read. And, for a limited time, while supplies last, Kids in Need will also give a $1,000 gift certificate to everyone who donates a car. So, you can donate your car to charity, receive up to 50% of the value in cash, receive a tax deduction, and get a $1,000 gift certificate. Call Kids in Need now at 1-888-HUG-KIDS. That's 1-888-HUG-KIDS. And at the same time, you'll be giving the gift of reading to kids in need. What a fantastic way to get great value out of your old car, no matter what condition it's in. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS now. Free pickup and towing. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the Internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
don't they talk about the issues? I can't, this Marin guy with his... This is not funny. We're fighting for our lives here.
34 past the hour, Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
Got a guest in a minute. Before that, we're going to talk to Joshua Green in just a second. But since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, day 111. Leaders of Iraq, good morning. Yes. Let's talk about Zarqawi for a minute. Yeah. You know the guy. The terrorist, the beheader, the head beheader, if you will. Turns out he has extensive contacts in Iran. And that's bad news for you. Here's why. A strong Iran with rich terrorist pals like Al Zarqawi will, sooner or later, want to invade Iraq. Okay. I know that you can be long. That could be long and bloody and vicious and, more importantly, really, really expensive for us. We're a little overextended as it is. What I'm saying is this. If Iran invades Iraq, we're going to cut and run. You hear that? We came here to get rid of Saddam, not to get into your regional disputes. Okay, all right. And frankly, if a war gets started, we're going to just let you two disseminate each other. We like our Middle Eastern nations like you like your women. Weak and needy. Just like in the old days before you knew anything about oil. Nomads. That's what we really like. Colorful, harmless, carrying swords. And if you have another long, ugly war with Iran, that's what you'll be again. So you might want to start shoring up your northern border. We'll be over here packing. Don't worry, we'll show ourselves out. Anyhow, good luck and God bless. This is day 111 of Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Live Free or Die. Very excited to talk to our next guest. He's senior editor for the Atlantic Monthly. There is a article he has in the Atlantic called Karl Rove, October Surprise. Joshua Green, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about this idea. I read your piece, and I didn't realize that Karl Rove, in that campaign for the Supreme Court judge in Alabama, that he actually used recount, the vote recount, as a tactic.
Yeah, I mean, most people, including me when I started the piece, figured that Rove's closest race was Bush Gore in 2000, which went, you know, dragged on into a recount and lawyers and finally wound up at the Supreme Court. It was decided by a margin of whatever it was in Florida, 537 votes, something like that.
Yeah.
But Rove actually in 1994 in an Alabama Supreme Court race had won an even closer race. He was actually in the same position as Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up the morning after the election, his candidate was down by about 700 votes. Had a recount that stretched on for 9 months, wound up at the Supreme Court. You know, Rove did everything that Gore wasn't able to do, scratched, clawed, pulled out a win, and actually won it.
Hmm. But that, it seems, it's amazing to me that with these recounts and the possibility of not just voter fraud, but the possibility of elections committees to lose things and misplace votes and not count votes, that it's almost like it gives them time to just muster up and find these votes. It's demonic. Do you think that's going to happen in several of the states this year?
I mean, it certainly looks like it. I mean, if you look at all the stuff that's going on, even now with tearing up voter registration stuff
right.
and dirty tricks and flyers and all this kind of thing, I mean, both sides have, you know, thousands of lawyers waiting in the wings. I mean, it would be pretty amazing if nothing happened in terms of, you know, contesting the election or kind of legal shenanigans to try and, you know, pull the election.
Joshua Green, why does it seem as though Karl Rove repeatedly is one step ahead of the Democrats? Or is that just mythology or misperception?
You know, no, I don't think it's mythology or misperception at all. I mean, if you go back, what I did in this article was to go back and look at Rove's career, especially his close races, and almost always he won those. Now, one of the reasons was, you know, he was living and working in red America, and Texas and Alabama are the only states he'd ever run races in before he Bush ran against Gore in 2000. Mm-hmm. So if you want to look at it from that perspective, he was playing on the slanted playing field. How many Democrats are you going to elect in Alabama and Texas these days? Not a whole lot. But on the other hand, I mean, he's a brilliant strategist. You know, he's willing to go farther. I mean, he'll really stop at nothing to win a race, it seems like. You know, and when you have smarts and we have those kinds of weapons at your disposal, you know, chances are you're gonna beat your opponent more often than not.
Does that imply then that in order to beat Karl Rove, you have to be as conscienceless as he is, or more so?
I don't think it implies that. I think in a close race, you know, you pull out every stop. I mean, Rove has certainly shown in his career, you know, he's willing to do things, resort to tactics that most people in either party wouldn't condone. I don't think you necessarily have to do that, but you do have to realize when you go up against him, you know, that here's a guy who, you know, will stoop to any level, who will resort to any weapon that he thinks is going to give him and his candidate an advantage. And in a close race, as you guys know, that could make all the difference.
Absolutely. So let's talk about a little bit about this campaign, because, you know, we've talked to other people about Karl Rove, and he obviously has signatures. You know, there's definitely things that he's done that you can say, well, that's Rovian. Why don't you lay it out for us in the Kerry and this the slandering against Kerry and the tactics he's used so far?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest one probably is the Swift boat ads, which, you know, if you're on TV talking to Republicans, of course they're going to deny it. But I haven't come across many political consultants in either party who will tell you privately that they don't think that Rove was somehow involved in that. I mean, now you see the Sinclair Broadcasting gearing up to air this anti-Kerry propaganda video in the closing days of an election. And, you know, you just have to ask yourself, does that look like coincidence, or is it something more than that?
What is he willing to do? Give us some more details about he did some whisper campaigns that were pretty heinous. You know, I know of some of them. But what were you most surprised about when you were doing your research?
What I was really most shocked by, you know, when you go into a story like this about somebody famous like Rove, I mean, you go in with a certain set of preconceptions, and one is that the guy's reputation is probably overblown, and, you know, he couldn't possibly be as bad or as ruthless as people say. And I was surprised to find that exactly the opposite. I mean, I came away from this article after studying Rove's career for months and months, talking to all sorts of people who'd gone up against him, who used to work for him.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to some of Rove's old candidates, especially talked to the candidates who went up against him. And I came away with two overriding thoughts. One is that as far as winning goes and being a political strategist, Rove is every bit as brilliant as people say he is. The other thing that surprised me was just the gut-wrenching dirty tricks that the guy was able and willing to resort to, and the fact that just never gets printed in the national media. It just never gets coverage. Now, you guys had mentioned whisper campaigns as being one of these, and this is something you study Rove's career in Texas and Alabama. If you remember in South Carolina in the 2000 race, John McCain, just again and again and again, these things seem to crop up in the campaigns, and usually it's a whisper campaign, you know, about an opponent's sexuality. And one example I use in a piece, it was this Alabama Supreme Court race. The Democratic incumbent had a long history of volunteering for children's organizations. She's the past president of the National Committee for Abused and Neglected Children. So naturally enough, he featured himself in campaign ads talking about his work with children.
Right.
And one of these ads, he was showed him holding hands with kids. The Rove's campaign began a whisper campaign. The guy was a pedophile.
Oh, good.
And, I mean, this is Alabama, and Alabamians are no stranger to hardball politics. And as it happened, this judge was the son-in-law of George Wallace. So, I mean, this is no shrinking violet here we're talking about.
Right, right.
And this was the rare case where the guy was smart enough not to engage, not to respond to the tactic. He actually pulled out one of the rare examples where a Rove candidate lost a close race.
Oh, wow.
But the judge was just so disgusted that he retired from public life after winning the election, didn't seek re-election, didn't want any part of that sort of thing. So you can see how he can beat people not just in races, but by making life so unpleasant for them and their family that they don't want to run for office again.
Joshua Green is our guest. He's senior editor at the Atlantic Monthly, and his piece in this month's Atlantic Monthly is Karl Rove in a Corner. Can you talk very briefly, Joshua, about Karl Rove's experience in direct mail? A lot of people who even follow politics are not aware of the role that direct mail plays in both campaign strategy and in developing operatives and strategists.
Well, Rove began in direct mail, and anybody, you know, everybody's been subject to this at one point or another. You get an envelope in the mail, it's got something written on the cover, you open it up. It's usually politically driven. You know, if you're a liberal, chances are it's something that will get you fired up about about Republicans. You know, if you're a conservative, it'll get something that will get you fired up about liberals.
Wow, people read those?
Well, I don't know anybody else. But, you know, basically the point of direct mail is to reach voters and to motivate them, either to donate money or to vote for a candidate or something like that. But the way direct mail people think is basically breaking down voter groups into different slivers, figuring out what language you can use to get them to do what you want, basically.
Okay, well, I want to talk more about that because your article brought up something very interesting to me because I'm a complete paranoid when it comes to fear of a theocracy and of the Christian right sort of slowly taking over the country. And there was something you wrote in your piece about Rove sort of picking up on the power of Christian right mobilization that made me believe that that the president's belief system and this whole pandering to that bloc is really a sham. I want you to address that when we come back and maybe take some calls with us at 866-303-2270. Our guest is Joshua Green. He's the senior editor for the Atlantic Monthly, and we're talking about Karl Rove. It's 44 past the hour on Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Rob Corddry from The Daily Show, here to remind you that when top news reporters and investigative journalists like me want their news skewed so far to the left it's wearing a dress, we turn to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. And we've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Yippee! I'll do it on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for The Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain Relief as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use as directed.
Is something missing in your life? Do you feel incomplete? Do you want to succeed, but something's holding you back? Do you feel like you could get ahead if only you finished your college degree? Now, you can earn your bachelor's degree on your own time at DeVry. Conveniently located right here in Long Island City and North Brunswick, DeVry offers an accelerated weekend program you can do in your spare time. DeVry's programs are designed to fit the lives of busy working adults, just like you. Imagine getting a degree and never disrupting your full-time responsibilities. When you graduate from DeVry, you'll have a degree from an accredited institution that employers and decision-makers recognize. And they like the idea of an institution that's been offering career-focused higher education for more than 70 years. Call 1-800-DEVRY-40 now. Find out how quickly you can complete your degree at DeVry and get on with your life. Call today. That number again is 1-800-DEVRY-40. That's 1-800-DEVRY-40.
Bills, paying my bills. And subtracting. Ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, split.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. It's Mark Riley.
Hi.
It's Morning's Edition on Air America Radio. Our guest is Joshua Green, whose article in the Atlantic Monthly is out this month. He's senior editor over there. What's the name of the article again there?
Carl Rove in a Corner.
So we were talking, Joshua, about the way that this administration exploits the sort of momentum of the Christian right. I get email from regular Christians all the time saying that these aren't real Christians, and it doesn't seem to me that Carl Rove is a very Christian person. They're just using these people.
Well, you know, I think Rove understands the power of religion and politics. And when I was looking back at his career in this article, I mean, one example really stood out that I think it helps explain why Rove is so driven to theocratize this election. One of the things Rove did was run a lot of state Supreme Court races in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And one of his hand-picked clients who got elected in some very nasty races, a guy named Harold C., decided in a few years ago in 2000 that he wanted to run for Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court.
Right.
And so Rove went out and does what he always does. He got the Republican establishment behind the guy in Alabama, a huge fundraising advantage over all the other candidates. But C went out and he got absolutely thumped by another candidate named Roy Moore.
Wow.
I'm sure you guys know is the Ten Commandments judge. And the lesson of that race, I think, that Rove picked up was that you can have all the money, you can have all the endorsements, you know, you can have all the dirty tricks and all the clever ideas on your side, but there are certain things that can overpower all that. And Roy Moore showed that in the state of Alabama, anyway, religion was something that was basically strong enough to trump all of that.
Wow.
And it's hard to think, when you think about how Rove is running this race, it's hard to think that he didn't learn a lesson from that. And maybe that's one reason he's out there organizing churches and using this, as such a strategy for the 2004 race.
Absolutely. Let's take a call. You mind?
Nope.
Hey, Jim in San Francisco, what's up?
Hey, Jim.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Listen, I'm doing good. Well, actually, I've got the flu a little bit, but that's a whole other story.
Okay. There's nothing we can do about that.
Go to Canada.
Yeah, right?
Anyway, I've been ruminating over the weekend, and you know, it seems to me that this whole Mary Cheney thing seems like a setup.
Okay, like a Rove setup?
I'm sorry?
Like a Rove setup?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's see what
you have. Cheney's comments in August got national attention.
Right.
And then the debate with Edwards where the question was about gay marriage and it was, you know, comment was, well, thank you very much for the nice thoughts about my daughter.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, wouldn't answer the question. And then Wednesday night, Kerry says something very nice.
Right.
It seems to me. But then I'm in San Francisco. And then the next thing you know, all the buzz now is that Kerry outed her in front of 16 million people.
Like she wasn't out already.
In fact,
yeah.
That she's been out for over 5 years.
All right, well, thanks for your call, Jim. Let's say, Joshua, what do you think? Does it smell like a Rove?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question about it. Because look at how things would break down otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, Bush lost that third debate. It was clear from people who watched it. It was clear from the Insta polls afterwards. And Bush made one horrible gaffe. I was watching Fox News the night of the third debate. And as soon as it ended, even Fox News was playing the clip about how Bush said during the debate, Osama bin Laden, you know, wasn't a serious threat.
Right.
Or claimed he hadn't said that. that was going to be the story the day after,
sure.
The day after that, and the day after that, unless Rove could find a way to change the story.
So that's how it
works. That's one
right.
of the reasons that he seized on the Mary Cheney thing, is, you know, if we can make this into a big story, then we can avoid what would otherwise be the big story, which is this embarrassing gaffe where there's even videotape from 2003 showing Bush saying exactly what Kerry had said he said. And, you know, that has suddenly fallen by the wayside, and here we are talking about Mary Cheney.
Mary Cheney, yeah. Joshua, I, before we go back to the phones, Karl Rove has apparently made as one of his priorities getting a higher percentage of the black vote for George W. Bush. Now, there have been several ads aimed at black radio that have, for example, portrayed savaged, I believe, Teresa Hines Carey for saying that she was African and that sort of thing. How seriously should people take the idea that Rove really wants to get black voters to back Bush?
Well, I don't think Rove, I mean, I'm sure Rove would love to. I don't think he thinks that he has any real chance of that. I mean, I think what it is instead is that, you know, you can't just sort of give up on these things. And one of the things with these ads on black radio is, you know, it becomes a news event. When Rove says he's going to target black voters, you know, reporters, the media, they listen to this, they write a story about it. I mean, I guarantee you that he got more bang for the buck on those radio ads, not from people who actually heard the ads on the radio, but from all the news stories written about it and all the coverage that even people like us are giving this, talking about Rove's going after black voters, Bush is going after black voters. If you look at the polls, black voters are every bit as Democratic today as they were 4 years ago for Al Gore. So
that was 92% Democratic.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news. Here, let's take one quick call here. Richard in Atlanta, WWAA. How are you, Richard?
Hey, Richard.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
All right.
Good. What we know about Rove is not a mystery. It's not enough for the Democratic Party and the left just to be right. We have to have the ability to fight these guys back. Here in Georgia, we've been fighting against electronic, paperless, faith-based voting for years, and it is the Democratic Party that we've had to fight on this issue. The fact that we're going into what people call the most critical election of our time, the Democratic Party is allowing the Republicans to do the counting, is completely unconscionable. The Republicans will never allow Democratic controlled companies to count the vote. And if the Democrats lose because of this absolute failure to step up to this challenge, it will be nobody's fault but their own.
Thank you, Richard. Let's address that. Now, do we have somebody, Joshua, is there a Democratic strategist or three that can somehow make this happen, that could stand up to Rove?
Not that I've met.
No.
I mean, look, you don't have to look any farther than Kerry's own campaign this year just to see how true what the caller was just saying is. You know, the strategy early on was basically, people don't like Bush. All we got to do is prove that Kerry's strong. He's a Vietnam veteran. And basically, we're going to run out the clock like you would at the end of a basketball game. And you see what happens when you go up against Rove and a Rove candidate.
Right.
You get the Swift Boat ads. You get the attacks on his character. You get the attacks on his Vietnam War service. And suddenly, you know, Kerry's trailing by 7, 8, 9 points in the polls. I mean, it was only a strong debate showing that really kind of turned that around. So, absolutely. I mean, you've always got to be the aggressor when you go up against Rove, because the one thing he's shown again and again and again in his career, he's not just going to sit on his hands, cross his fingers, and hope for the best for his candidate. He's
right.
going to go out, and he's going to be aggressive. He's going to frame the race. More often than not, he's going to attack the opponent. He's going to do it successfully.
Right. Thank you so much for joining us, Joshua Green. It's good talking to you.
I appreciate it, Joshua.
The article's in Atlantic Monthly this month. It's amazing how the caller was right, that, you know, it's not enough for us to be right. And also, a lot of people speculate everything is Rove. You know, like that guy, remember we talked about the spittle that was distracting on Bush's face? We got an email where a guy said that this was just Rove's front to distract people from the fact that he might have a hearing piece in. Like, you know, that people were speculating that he had a hearing piece in, and this guy said that that's why Rove let the spittle stay there, because if the hearing piece was working, right, then he would have said, hey, dude, wipe your face. But no, he didn't say that so that people wouldn't think that he had a piece in. That's how, like, you know, Rove feeds into this sort of liberal left-wing conspiracy. Like, everything is Rove's fault. And after talking to Joshua Green, it's not such a tall...
Not a great leap of faith. But the other thing is, you know, we're going to talk... on that little bit of spittle coming out of the side of W's mouth. Yeah. When we come back in the next hour of Morning's Edition, Salon.com, Sidney Blumenthal tells all about GOP tricks leading up to the election, the presidential daily briefing, more of you on the phones and the liberal agenda, all here on Air America Radio.
A lot of online travel sites will save you money on hotels, and that's good. But Priceline can save you up to 40% off of that. Up to 40% off Expedia and Travelocity. Now, I'm no math major, but that's a lot of money. You choose the price, neighborhood, and a 2-, 3-, or 4-star hotel, and they'll find it. Top of the line, guaranteed best price. Priceline Hotels.
Priceline's reservation system is different from fixed price sites. Exact hotel is shown only after purchase. See website for guaranteed details.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Despite all the violence in Iraq, reports indicate that some nationals are willing to give peace a chance with the success of a novel program to disarm an unlikely militia. It seems money talks insofar as the Shiite militia is concerned. Reports say elements of the one-time volatile group are responding so favorably to a cash-for-guns program, it's like a sale day at Walmart. Iraqi officials are so impressed by the program's success as being extended and under consideration for expansion to other parts of the country. The militia has coughed up 1,000 articles of their heaviest weapons just in the past week alone. Nation's prime minister is said to be extremely pleased by the progress. It is the first hopeful sign of an achievable peace in the country since the dismantling last year of the government of Saddam Hussein. U.S. Army says disciplinary action is in order for members of the 343rd Quartermaster Company who refused to obey a directive to transport supplies through a dangerous section of northern Iraq. 18 men and women of the platoon continue to stand their ground that the mission was far too dangerous with a lack of armored support on their vehicles. An Army commander yesterday acknowledged the lack of armor during a news conference but described the incident as isolated. President Bush will be in the Garden State today, where the White House says he will be delivering a major address on national security. Last time the White House announced a major address by the president, it turned out to be a campaign stump speech. Bush is in New Jersey today to show up support among voters. Recently, some polls show Bush and Kerry neck and neck in the state, with Kerry as having the edge. State in the last three presidential contests voted for the Democratic candidate. Bush's No Child Left Behind law is said to be the political football of this election season. President asked for it, and the Senator Kerry supported it, but the controversial program is getting mixed reviews from educators around the country. Many of them are not happy, charging it has failed to meet its objective. Kerry declares the nation's schools need much more money to meet high standards. He promises an extra $10 billion a year by erasing Bush's tax cuts on people who earn more than $200,000 annually. John Edwards took his campaign for the vice presidency to the state of Florida yesterday in a bid to energize the black vote. He called on black Florida residents to consider the Kerry Edwards ticket next month. He called it a vote for justice and equality. He said regardless of what he and Kerry will do, it was up to them to vote and to get their neighbors and friends to support the ticket. Election offices across the state of Florida are open as of today to give voters the option of casting their ballots ahead of the November 2nd election. Democrats in the Sunshine State are looking to stave off an erosion of support among the party's core constituency. Bush and several conservative groups have been running radio ads aimed at black populace to consider a change in their allegiance. And again, Florida voters can start casting ballots today at various election offices in the state. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists.
They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for. Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit Shell.com.
Sound familiar? That's it. It's the sound of internet speeds up to 70 times faster than dial-up. And up to twice as fast as DSL standard service. When it comes to speed, the bird speaks for itself.
Beep, beep.
Roadrunner High Speed Online from Time Warner Cable. Rated best high-speed internet service by New York Magazine. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE and get your first 6 months of Roadrunner for just $29.95 a month with easy self-installation. With Roadrunner, you'll never suffer through frustrating hang-ups and busy signals. And Roadrunner helps to keep your computer safe with access to free anti-spam and security software provided by Computer Associates. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE and get your first 6 months of Roadrunner for just $29.95 a month with a self-install kit. Get all the speed you need with Roadrunner High Speed Online. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
Offer expires 10/31/04. Available to current Time Warner Cable residential customers. Regular rates apply after the first 6 months. Other restrictions apply. For complete details, call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx commissions for you, go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Unfiltered. Monday on Unfiltered. Who's whispering in the presidential campaign shadows? No, it's not Cheney. It's Congressional Candidate Day. Richard Morrison, Democratic Congressional Candidate from the Lone Star State, is here. And Lois Murphy, Democratic Congressional Candidate from Pennsylvania, is here. Plus, author-journalist Ron Suskind.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron. It's 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Oh, my God. Good morning, geniuses. If you only knew what we talk about. If you only knew what we talk about off the air. It's like we're doing this morning show here, the sort of liberal network morning show, but off the air we're doing a very classic
frat boy.
Frat boy morning show. That's hilarious.
One day soon, they might even intersect.
Oh, my God. Look at that. We know things are tough in the job market right now, so we've decided to help out. We scanned through the Sunday Help Wanted listings and found this one for the Morning Sedition Monday job listing. Associate producer needed for major one-sided talk show. The biggest show on Fox News needs a new associate producer. If you're looking for a challenge and excitement, oh, yes, excitement, then this job is for you. You must have excellent phone skills. You should be a listener who also knows when to moan. You'll be on call 24 hours a day. As with any job, you'll be expected to buy a vibrator and give it a name. The ideal candidate will basically be in the shower with your back to me, and I would take that loofah thing and put my arm in one of those mitts, you know, those loofah mitts, you know, and I would kind of rub your tummy and massage your boobs because you have really spectacular boobs. If you were selected for the position, then I would take the other hand, you know, I would take the other hand and with the falafel thing, and I'd just put it on your but you'd have to do it real light, just kind of a tease business. Oh, yeah, tease, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, okay, so if you're interested, call Fox News. Someone will be happy to talk to you. Very, very happy to talk to you. Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly.
And I'm looking at this, and I'm going,
If I have to go down, I'm willing to do it. Now just think about that. They want $60 million. Punish me. O'Reilly. Punish me. Punish me. Now just think about that. If I have to go down, I'm willing to do it. Punish me. Enough.
Yeah. That falafel sex man.
Hey.
Yeah,
he still got a show?
Of course he still got a show.
I guess he does.
I can't believe that that story, out of all the stories, didn't have legs. How come that's not, you know what I mean? Why? Why? Because
that's going to come back up again.
Because Roger Ailes has, like, laid down the word. I mean, that guy, you know, with his big mouth and his slandering, you know, horrendous ways, why isn't everybody not just pummeling that guy out of some sort of professional respect?
They should be, but maybe we'll get to see it on Court TV. You ever think of that?
You know what? I bet you this thing goes away.
You think so?
Yeah.
Think he settles?
Yeah,
without admitting any wrongdoing? How are you going to settle without admitting wrongdoing?
What do you think? He's going to lose his job for sexual harassment at Fox? What are you, crazy?
If it turns out they can prove he violated guidelines, they may have to get rid of him.
But wait a minute. Can't they just go, we've got new guidelines. Look, we just reissued the new guidelines. What do you think is going to happen?
Or maybe it's not the government.
Maybe they could
take the Sinclair Broadcasting route. Bill O'Reilly said all this stuff to the girl because he knew it would become news, and therefore it has news value, and therefore it was all a setup, and there's nothing wrong with it. We don't have to fire him because he was making news for us.
And here's your money.
Yes.
Yes. By the way, here's your money. Shut up.
Shut up. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, that girl that was involved in the Kobe Bryant thing is waiting for her money.
Mm-hmm.
The speculation is she'll get somewhere between $5 and $7 million. That's speculation, mind you.
Yeah.
This girl, depending on what now, O'Reilly sued her for $60 million. My guess is that one, if that one gets thrown out of court, then they are going to have to hush her up. They're going to have to pay her. But see, I don't think it gets thrown out of court before the election.
Yeah,
which leaves O'Reilly free to spew between now and November 2nd.
It's just like, you know, these guys, he's just like, I don't see how it could wash off of him. You know, and what I don't understand also is why these people like Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly are held to a different standard by their listeners, that they can be completely hypocritical. And, you know, I think the reason is that their listeners don't really care. They don't care what's right and wrong. They don't care what their guy is saying. All they care about is they're getting their anger high, and they feel their hate is being maneuvered in the right way by their little star boys. And they don't give a crap about, you know, the moral integrity of either of them.
No, they don't give a crap about the moral integrity of them because at a point they feel close to them, but they also feel detached from them. They know these guys are millionaires. They know Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly making, you know, 10, 20 times what we make. And we're not paid that.
But their actions.
Are we paid a princely sum? I don't know.
I'm not paid.
The bottom line is these guys. These guys could live. You know, blow $800 million on a cab ride. It wouldn't bother them.
Yeah,
believe
I know,
me. So O'Reilly and Limbaugh and these guys will always have room to be this hypocritical. I believe their audiences know in their heart of hearts that they're this hypocritical because they're largely entertainers.
Yeah, they're hate clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back in a second with Sidney Blumenthal. It's 11 past the hour, Air America Radio. I got an idea. Just a reminder, I don't want to pressure you, but you got to do this soon, all right? Register to vote, please. You can do it on morningsedition.com where it says register to vote. Thank you.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives $1 towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Is your current salary promised to creditors, a mortgage company, and car payments? What if you could pay off everything and start building real wealth with just the money you already make? Hi, my name is John Commuta, and like most Americans, I've been in debt. That's when I came up with a guaranteed system that eliminates debt, all debt, including your mortgage, car payments, credit cards, and more, and builds wealth from the very first day.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I did it, and so have almost 500,000 others using only their current income.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt, where now we're down to just our mortgage.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape that will tell you all about the power of my proven system. Call 1-800-300-4662. Stop renting your lifestyle and start owning your life. 1-800-300-4662. That's 1-800-300-4662.
When you're sick of fad diets and letting your scale dictate your mood, then step off that scale and into the CortiSlim life. You hear success stories everywhere, people raving about CortiSlim. Isn't it time you join them in exercise, nutrition, diet, supplementation, and CortiSlim? Step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Order 2 bottles of CortiSlim and take $20 off. $20 off 2 bottles. Call 1-800-TRIM-993. 800-TRIM-993.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Fire truck! Good morning. 17 past the hour, morning's edition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Present!
You're listening to Air America Radio, broadcasting from New York City in the elevated bunker here in the capital of the liberal elite right now, thanks to Ramon, who apparently is crashed out. He just came. I think he was sleeping in here. Behind this curtain here.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't even know what this curtain is.
Is that why he said pay no attention to the man behind the curtain?
Yeah, this is like the voting poll look for the Franken show. Yeah, we put that in so people would remember to vote.
Okay.
This is great television. I have a Anyways, here's the presidential palm pilot. Here's the schedule for today, 7:30 a.m. Wake up, stay on message. Stay, quote, stay real positive and keep my foot on Kerry's throat, end quote. Buy new Kerry throat-crushing boots. It hurts me to even say that. 9:05 a.m. Sign the Department of Homeland Security Appropriations Act. Oval Office, White House. Note, fund with faith-based money. Just print some more. 10:10 a.m. Speak 2004 U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams. South Lawn, White House. Note, jokingly tell them that in college you won a gold medal in the tequila shot put. 1:15 p.m. Make remarks in Burlington County, New Jersey. Note, tell them, quote, listening to me talk about fiscal policy is like listening to Tony Soprano talk about beating up his Russian girlfriend. Bada bing! End quote. 3 p.m. Go to Florida. Surprise Karl Rove with gift of manatee overcoat, hat, and gloves. 6:05 p.m. Attend fundraiser, Boca Raton, Florida. Tell them your checks could be the difference between stealing 5% of the vote and stealing 10%. 8 p.m. Call Jeb. Make sure independent candidate John Kerry, K-E-R-R-E-Y, is on the ballot in every county in Florida. 10 p.m. bedtime. But first, erase Bill O'Reilly's pleading answering machine messages. Tough love. On the phone now, a regular guest here on Morning Sedition. He is the Washington Bureau Chief for Salon.com. He's a former senior advisor to President Clinton. Good morning, Cindy Blumenthal.
Good morning.
Hey, how are Sydney. You?
I'm fine. How about you?
Good, man. We just talked to Joshua Green about Karl Rove, like, you know, less than a half hour ago, and he gave us the willies, man. So what do you think the end game is in terms of, you know, what's going to happen? What's the October surprise? What are you speculating, oh, wise one?
Well, since they can't find Osama bin Laden, they're trying to find Zarqawi.
Yeah.
Right now, they're laying siege to Fallujah, hoping they can find the substitute Osama. So, barring that, they have now they're dispatched thousands of lawyers around the country to suppress the vote and to contest the election if it's close.
So do you think that there's going to be several Florida situations after the election?
I think anything's possible, including one, two, many Floridas around the country. Any number of states could be Florida, including Florida.
Yeah, is there any, but there's also a bunch of Democratic nonpartisan lawyers being dispatched everywhere to fight the lawyers that you just talked about, right?
Well, you know, the game right now is turnout. Pay no attention to these polls.
Yes.
I understand that there are going to be some new polls showing Kerry coming up, but even with Kerry up, pay no attention, the game is turnout. Everybody's
right.
Got to turn out.
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
And it's clear that the higher the turnout, the greater the Democratic percentage. There are 700,000 new voters registered in Ohio alone.
Wow!
About two-thirds of those are Democrats.
That's unbelievable.
If they show up, it's a tidal wave. The Republicans are trembling with fear right now and trying to figure out how to discourage those people from casting ballots for Democrats.
And how to erase those votes.
And that's just one swing state.
Uh-huh.
So when people talk about swing states, there are the big imponderable are the new registered voters, and no one knows who's going to turn up.
Sydney, President Bush is scheduled to make a, quote, major speech on terrorism today in New Jersey. Now, we know that he was scheduled right after the first debate to, quote, make a major speech, which turned into a 50-minute ad hominem attack on John Kerry, which the networks then covered because they were told it was major. They're now saying that this one is major. Do you think the networks will make the same mistake twice?
Well, I think it's very possible that Fox News may cover it and even cancel O'Reilly for Bush's speech. I think, you know, Bush may talk about, I think he'll talk about different subjects than O'Reilly does on his tapes.
Let's hope, at any rate. I mean, it seemed outrageous that they would have gone for it the first time. But sometimes these networks, I mean, even the MSNBCs of the world, they figure if Fox is the leader among the cable news channels and they cover it, doesn't that put some pressure on CNN and MSNBC and them to cover it also?
Well, you know, Bush has suckered the networks once. I don't think they'll be suckered again. It's clear if he has a major speech on terrorism, where was it all along? And how come it comes towards the end of October before the election? It's absurd on its face. I, you know, you know, MSNBC, maybe they're getting ready to hire O'Reilly.
Cindy, we see in the news over the weekend a story about these troops, this platoon of troops in Iraq, the 343rd, I believe it is, who refused direct orders involve themselves in a military convoy because their Humvees were not properly protected. Is it possible that this becomes a political issue? There were charges before that the president sent large numbers of Humvees and obviously troops that rode in them without adequate protection. Is that going to be, do you think that'll rise up as an issue this week?
Well, I don't think that the campaign will take it up. However, it's an issue that points to the terrible policies in Iraq on a number of levels, including the overextension of National Guardsmen, the failure of even the military effort in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
and the general failure of a policy in Iraq. The reason that these soldiers are in jeopardy and being sent out on what they call a suicide mission is because of the bungling that took place and a series of grievous errors by Bush after the war that has created the chaos that the soldiers have been thrust into.
And even before the war, because, you know, at the beginning of the war, these Humvees were not armored properly, and obviously, you know, this far into the war, they're still not armored properly.
Well, Bush claims everybody's protected, everything's fine, except our soldiers keep getting killed day after day. They don't have the proper equipment, clearly, mm-hmm. as this case shows. It's an ongoing bleeding catastrophe.
Yeah, so now, Cindy, you were an advisor to Clinton, and now it seems that the Kerry campaign advising staff is really, you know, really on point. Do you see that there's been a tremendous improvement in the momentum and the advice he's getting?
Well, I think the campaign really turned around September 30th with when Kerry's debate with Bush.
Yeah.
And I think that what was important about that is that people saw for the first time the real Kerry. That was John Kerry, unfiltered, not seen through media distortions or having his statements taken out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And two, they saw for the first time in his entire presidency, except if you were in the classroom with, you know, listening to My Pet Goat, the real Bush. That's the real George Bush. Petulant, small, angry, impatient, inattentive, shallow. That's the real George Bush. And they covered him up in the last two debates, not well. They've got him out there smiling, got him back in his talking points. But in the first debate, the public saw the real Bush.
Cindy, we're talking now, and you mentioned earlier quite correctly about turnout and about how important voter turnout is going to be, which means, of course, that individual organizations have to have vote polling operations, particularly unions. I mean, we have one here in New York. Dennis Rivera runs the one of the local unions here that has an extraordinarily effective vote polling operation. Does Kerry have enough vote polling people nationwide? You've been part of a campaign before. You've been an advisor to President Clinton. You know the importance of vote polling. Is Kerry ready in that regard?
I think that the overall Democratic operation has been gearing up for a long, long time for Election Day. And the Get Out the Vote effort will be the greatest it's ever been. The Republicans are also throwing all their resources into it. But the Democrats, if they can get out all their voters and get out the new voters, can have more numbers. And I also think that what you're seeing are a lot of people volunteering and going to swing states.
Yeah, I know some people that are doing that myself.
Yeah, and that's unprecedented. I think what we're seeing is one of the great mobilizations of democracy in our country.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
And it's a great movement that's happening, all headed towards Election Day. And what you're seeing in the media about the back and forth and people picking out a word here or a word there, and as the Bush campaign tries to distract from the deep structural issues is also an attempt to avoid what's really going on, which is the organization of the American people moving towards making a decision on Election Day about removing George W. Bush because of his disastrous policy.
That deserves a hallelujah. Thank you, Sidney Blumenthal.
Appreciate it.
You are welcome.
Okay. You take care.
You take care.
All right. Good morning.
Okay,
good morning.
You too. That's funny. He was riffing, man. He followed that all the way through.
Yeah, right?
We're going to give some information about, swing states, voter registration ending and other stuff. What do you got there, Riley?
Well, we also have the presidential daily briefing
coming up.
We've also got you on the phones at 866-303-2270 and the all-important liberal agenda when we continue here on Air America Radio.
Beginning there was dirt, water, and air, and it was good. Once,
it's the 2004 Brower Youth Awards, the nation's most prestigious recognition for young green activists. Meet winner Hannah McCarty, who organized a movement in Seattle to protect the last remaining old-growth forest.
With the Weyerhaeuser campaign, our first target that we chose was Trader Joe's because they're a pretty environmentally conscious company, and we thought, their customers are going to be concerned that they're buying bags from this company, Weyerhaeuser, that's the number one polluter in Washington State, rapidly destroying and diminishing our old-growth forest.
McCarty, along with fellow students, petitioned and had talks with the store, and eventually Trader Joe's dropped their contract.
We said bag Weyerhaeuser, and that was a really great victory for us.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Missouri's Republican Party wants a Democratic-aligned group to stop circulating a get-out-the-vote flyer that includes a 1960s photograph of a firefighter hosing a black man that reads, "This is what they used to do to keep us from voting." While the Missouri GOP is vehemently objecting to the ads, the party is yet to respond to charges of black voter suppression in the state of Florida. President Bush is in the Garden State this morning, where he's expected to address his core constituents on national security. New Jersey in recent months is suddenly becoming a swing state, but most polls now reflect the contest is neck and neck, with John Kerry maintaining an edge. Chief Commander in Iraq cited over a year ago the problems with the lack of adequate equipment to send U.S. troops to battle. There have been a series of complaints from soldiers and their families about inadequate armor. Only this week, a document has surfaced in which the chief army commander waged the complaint. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Did you know that you could donate your old car, no matter what condition it's in, to a wonderful charity that will give you up to 50% of the car's value in cash and also get the maximum tax deduction? That's right. Kids in Need will take your car no matter what condition it's in. Proceeds from these vehicles will be used to distribute a phonics reading program for underprivileged kids. There's no better gift for a child than the gift of learning to read. And for a limited time, while supplies last, Kids in Need will also give a $1,000 gift certificate to everyone who donates a car. So you can donate your car to charity, receive up to 50% of the value in cash, receive a tax deduction, and get a $1,000 gift certificate. Call Kids in Need now at 1-888-HUG-KIDS. That's 1-888-HUG-KIDS. And at the same time, you'll be giving the gift of reading to kids in need. What a fantastic way to get great value out of your old car, no matter what condition it's in. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS now. Free pickup and towing. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS.
I'm much more comfortable with other people's successes. And helping people reach their potential, I think it comes from my sister being an Olympic athlete, winning world championships and being the best in the world. And to know that you were part of the team with her was an amazing experience. So I think, in a way, it's lighting their spark. And I think everybody has that. And to feel that you can help light that is pure joy.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price.
lesson.
I know, it wasn't said that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm in the National Guard, and I am a Republican, but there's no way in disguise we are amenable to Bush.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
To cut air traffic controller salaries when the air traffic controllers were the only ones who did their jobs correctly on 9/11, how can this be?
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
I was so angry last night. It's a good thing I was home alone because I was screaming at the television.
Wow. What is that, Kayla?
I don't really know.
You don't really know?
I,
that's not one of my CDs.
No.
That kind of rocked, though.
Varsity Blues soundtrack.
Oh, all right. Well, now, who was watching that movie? It's Mark Maron here. Mark Riley, Morning Sedition, playing the Varsity Blues soundtrack.
Yeah.
I hate
yeah,
that.
Baby.
Where soundtracks, you like take great songs and then you have to, you know, because you don't know the album they came from, you got to say, you know, oh, that's from the new, you know, the dog movie, the Bambi or whatever. Hey, listen to me. I can't, can't even make a right joke about it. Varsity Blues is bad enough.
Have you heard the, I heard a song over the weekend that sounded an awful lot like a remix version of If Six Were Nine by Jimi Hendrix. But it was Hendrix's voice with a completely different track behind it. It was kind of like Dave's
around. That one?
It sounded almost like a hip-hop track.
Refuse to Shine.
Yeah, that's the song.
I don't mind.
But it was like with Eminem behind it.
Really?
Yeah, instead of the band of
Gypsy. People take those riffs all the time. Here we go. It's time to look at the Presidential Daily Briefing, that highly classified, top-secret document that crosses George W. Bush's desk every morning. Today's PDB from the intelligence community is entitled, Unwillingness to Die Threatens War. Mr. President, it's come to our attention that some Army Reserve soldiers refused orders to drive unarmored fuel trucks on a dangerous route in Iraq. Put in the simplest terms, the soldiers don't want to take your crap anymore. The fact that you sent them into the most dangerous place on the planet, woefully unprepared and for unethical motives, may have something to do with this. The fact that the enemy seems more determined and lethal than ever could have something to do with it as well. The fact that these trucks couldn't defend themselves from a three-legged camel could have something to do with it too. Plus, the fact that soldiers have begun calling you General Custer is not an encouraging sign. Note, General Custer's inept leadership resulted in his entire regiment being wiped out by the Sioux. Therefore, the reference is not complimentary. It is our respectful recommendation that you wake the up. We're losing over here, and the troops don't trust you anymore. Try opening up competitive bidding for some of this stuff. Hell, Exxon could make a safer tanker than the ones you gave them. You know what, Einstein? It might be a good idea if the troops thought you actually wanted them to come home. For God's sakes, pull your head out of your ass. Respectfully, Home Office of Homeland Security. Wow, I did a little bongo thing at the end.
Hey, there you go.
All right, well, let's talk about this issue seriously, this story seriously about this this squadron.
Well, this is an extraordinary situation because these are some very, very patriotic people that are involved here. These are not slackers in the United States military. These are not folks that you would say would ordinarily have a bone to pick with the Bush administration. As I'm sure most people know, the majority of people in the military service, in fact, back the president. I'm not sure that holds true for about 18 men and women, however, from the 343rd Quartermaster Company. They're the ones who refused to deliver a shipment of fuel from the Talil Air Base near Nazaria to another base, which is located much farther north. Now, we have a very chilling piece of tape here, Mark, from a reservist by the name of Amber McClenny from Dothan, Alabama. She was in the 343rd, in that same platoon that refused to go on the mission. She left this message for her mother, Teresa Hill, after that incident.
Hey, Mom, this is Amber. This is a real, real big emergency. I need you to
to contact someone, I mean raise pure hell. He had broken down trucks, non-armored vehicles, and we were carrying contaminated fuel.
Well, this is interesting because, like, see, in my head, they're protesting the fact that, you know, their vehicles that they were using to deliver fuel was, you know, perfectly efficient for the non sort of dangerous zones that they were operating in. Now they've been asked to go into a very dangerous zone, and their fuel trucks, these Humvees, were not equipped with the proper armor to protect them from a sure ambush. That the areas they were going into, they see these people coming back. They know what's going on up there. They're on the ground there. They keep getting attacked, and they basically said, "We're not going. It's not right. We're poorly equipped. This isn't the end of a war. We're not strapped for money. We should have the proper equipment to fight this right."
What they were being asked to do was to run oil from the south, from near Nasiriyah, which is a relatively calm area right now, north to where all the fighting is going on, to where all the car bombs are located, where all the roadside ordnance is located, where all the attacks are taking place. And they did not wish to become moving targets. Now, the fact is, although no members of the 343rd have been killed, in fact, 26 people have been killed running those convoy missions since just this past April.
Right.
So you realize that this is not something where people are grasping at straws here. Now, the government has vehemently denied the second part of Amber McClenney's charge, which is that the fuel they're carrying is somehow contaminated. This is not an isolated situation. There are numbers of soldiers who have contacted their families and said that there is some rumor going on over there that the fuel that they're being asked to carry is somehow contaminated and dangerous to the troops that are in the convoys.
Yeah, and we took calls, and we're going to take them again. I know we solicited your calls earlier, but we want to hear from military personnel, ex or current or military, you know, thinkers, as to what you think of this situation. Because we had one guy call earlier said that, you know, war was never declared in Iraq, so they are not disobeying a direct order in a time of war, which could be a not only a court-martialable offense, but also, you know, capital punishment.
You could be executed for disobeying a direct order during wartime. There is precedent for that in American history.
In my mind, this seems to me that our war president, who claims to be the war president, is not a president who takes care of the troops and leads properly because they are ill-equipped. And this is a reasonable, you know, vocalization of protest that should be addressed and not punished. That's how I feel. I'm curious to hear how people in the military feel.
Now, we did get a call from somebody earlier, and maybe that person will call back, who said, look, you don't have the option of refusing a direct military order when you're in this kind of a situation, and those people ought to be severely disciplined. If that's how you feel, please call us. We'd like to hear, but we don't want to hear just one side. If there are people who are listening to us who think that they should have followed orders no matter what, give us a call. 866-303-2270.
That's crazy to me.
Well, it does seem crazy, but this is the American military.
But they're also supposed to be the best equipped military in the world, and if these people are on the ground, you got some guy sitting in Washington or some guy sitting at Mission Control or at headquarters that doesn't know what's really going on, then, you know, somebody has to say something.
Well, no, you're right. And see, the interesting thing is the military has been very quick to cop to the idea that, no, they didn't have proper armament on these Humvees. They were supposed to be going through the process of rearming them or reequipping them so they were properly armored. But that process had not been completed yet. And the military has essentially admitted that, yes, this particular platoon was being asked to go out in a Humvee, in a vehicle that was not properly armored. And the military has admitted that.
Right, and this has been an issue since the beginning of the war. It's not some new thing. I mean, this is an incredible lapse of action on behalf of this administration. It's 41 past the hour. We're taking your calls from military personnel or people who know about this stuff or have an opinion about this specific story we're talking about. 866-303-2270. It's 42 past the hour, Air America Radio. Want to add your 2 cents? Give us a call at 866-303-2270 and give us your best shot.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka. It knows no bigot threat.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. have explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right. Yippee. I'm doing on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. If you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on. Aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Seven past the hour, it's time to put this thing down. I'm Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley.
Hi.
It's Morning's Edition. We're lining up your calls here about the squadron that refused to follow orders because they were ill-equipped on their Humvees, their fuel-escorting Humvees. But quickly, I want to read. There's all these new endorsements for John Kerry from the newspaper world. He's been picking up papers everywhere. The Bradenton Herald in Florida, the Daily Camera in Boulder, Colorado, the Columbia Tribune in Missouri, the Daily Herald in Arlington Heights, Illinois. He's getting, who else?
The New York Times.
The New York Times, the Boston Globe, the San Jose Mercury News, San Francisco Chronicle, the Sacramento Bee, Fresno Bee, and Modesto Bee. Those are all, you know, those last few California papers. He's picking up all the big ones. He's got the Miami Herald, the St. Petersburg Times in Florida, South Florida Sun Sentinel, a lot of the Florida papers, you know, Florida Today in Melbourne, Palm Beach Post, Daytona Beach News. He also picked up today, the endorsement of Highlights Magazine. No, that was Bush. Actually, I'm sorry. Highlights Magazine has actually come out for Bush, and they say, we feel that anyone who puts reading the pet goat ahead of national security deserves our endorsement.
Wait a minute. My daughter subscribes to Highlights.
Yeah, plus he loves games and giggles and vacations, three important priorities for our readers. His pro-NAF anti-boring credentials are impeccable. And finally, he has demonstrated time and again that pictures are more important than words.
Word up.
So here we go. Let's get back into the seriousness. We got Brad in Miami. Brad, what do you have to say about this issue?
Hey, Brad.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I have a couple minutes. I got to go to work. But what I was talking about was, you know, if they don't go, somebody else has to go. That's exactly what Mark Hamill said last night. And how do you do? That's your job. You know, agree or disagree, it's 18 out of 140,000 people. You know, and
24 people, I think, that are involved in this.
24 people, fair enough. But the problem is what my friend says over there is that all the stuff that's written in their papers here is over there, and they say they translate it into Arabic, and it's really just, it's causing problems.
Well, I know, but I mean, let me ask you,
people
just...
people make references to what you guys talk about and what is generally published in the papers, you know, against our troops.
I don't know if we're talking against the troops. I think we're wondering whether or not they're poorly equipped because of this administration's unwillingness to equip them properly. And even though it is their job to go into harm's way to defend our country or to fight the fight that they're engaged in, it is also the duty of the strongest military in the world to equip their personnel properly. And there's no reason to send people on kamikaze missions because that's not how we fight, is it?
Well, that's true. I talked to my friend. I mean, he's not 100% happy being there. He's in the reserves as well, but... he says the vast majority, he says he doesn't hear much, you know, about anything negative about the mission. It is the mission.
That's but Brad, are you saying that if your friend knew that he was going in a Humvee that wasn't properly equipped into an area where there had been a lot of bombings that would have completely destroyed an unequipped vehicle that he would have gone anyway?
What he's saying is that the Uniform Code of Military Justice would say, okay, you're not going to go, somebody else is going to have to go. So you're going to put your life on the line. He says that, you know, as far as equipment issues, there's a few equipment issues. But overall, I'm telling you, these people believe in the mission.
Well, no,
they
believe
in what they're doing.
And so do the people that are protesting this thing, in the sense that, like,
that's a false argument to me. I don't see that how you support the troops, but you don't support the war. I don't understand that. And call me crazy, but, I mean...
Well, what I'm saying is maybe if these guys were equipped properly and the military steps up and says, you know what, we gave them the equipment they needed to go this mission, that would lift morale more than...
The last thing he said to me, which was very telling, he said, you know, the military has ways of dealing with this and that it needs to stay in the military, that when it gets, you know, when it's blasted all over the world, I mean, it just makes us look horrible. I pray for my friend.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot for your call.
Have a great day.
All right. Did he just put words in my mouth? I missed that.
No. See, now, I reject his contention that you cannot be for the troops and against the war. I reject that totally.
Right.
All right. For a number of reasons, I understand his concern because there were people during Vietnam who ended up being against the war and, to some small extent, against the troops. And certainly people don't want to make that mistake this time. But it is a very daunting task for you to know that you may be going on a suicide mission due to circumstances totally beyond your control. In other words, had these people been properly equipped, I don't think there would have been any question but that they would have gone on this mission.
But yeah, exactly. And it just seems that the issue really is where are the orders coming from, and do they know the condition of the craft? You know what I mean? There's some stuff with the bombing thing that I saw last night on TV. They have a video from a bomber where, you know, on the ground, someone said, told the bomber to go ahead and take these insurgents out, that he was sure they were insurgents, that he knew that. And now there's it's a point of contention as to whether or not he really did know from where he was sitting.
Whether they were innocent Iraqis. Yeah.
So, I mean, these are reasonable questions to ask, certainly, you know, after Vietnam and certainly in the way this war has been going. Mike in Oklahoma, how are you?
Hi, Mike.
Shit, whoever that last call was crazy. First of all, I want to let you know you guys are rock stars. I like listening to you every morning.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
And I was in the Marine Corps. I was 8 days short. It's built bombs, rockets, and missiles for Air and F-18. And there's no way in the world anyone anywhere would have did something that was unsafe like that.
Really?
Those guys are heroes.
Yeah.
You know, they're standing up to say, hey, you need to take care of us because you guys over here for no reason.
Right. Exactly. I don't know if thank you for your call. I don't know if they're exactly saying that we got us over there for no reason, but they are saying that the equipment is faulty. It's your responsibility as the leaders of America, you know, whether it's George Bush or the commanders in Iraq, to equip us properly. There's no reason. We're not short. You know, this is not an army on its last legs. So they should be equipped to do whatever mission they're asked to do. And if they're not, they should, you know, speak up and say, look, you know, give us what we need to do this effectively and not get killed for no reason.
Well, see, the introduction of these unarmed Humvees leads to a series of other questions, Mark, that may end up with the conclusion that the troops are over there for no reason, depending on how you want to sort it out.
Well, no, yeah, I'm not disagreeing with the guy. I mean, I will say, as Mark Maron, that, you know, this war was based on a lie, that people are dying for a lie, and that, you know, it was a mistake. But I don't know that the squadron is saying that. I think.
No. Yeah. I'm not saying no. Definitely not. Let's take another one.
Okay, Ricky in New York, how are you?
What's up, Ricky?
Good morning. How are you?
All good. Right.
The last guy was on, I mean, I'm also a former Marine. There is absolutely no way that anybody is going to stand up. You're in the military. You're given an order. You have to follow that order. It's chain of command. I mean, it's the first thing you're taught. So the first things they try and instill in you, and you're on power silent. I mean, it's just the way it is.
But if you were one of these soldiers and this was a situation, what would you do?
I mean, what about the soldiers who stormed the beach in Normandy? That was a death mission. That was a suicide mission. I mean, the pot shots on the administration, I understand where you're going with that.
Yeah.
But you don't... When you're in the military, it's a dangerous job.
Yeah, I know, but the thing about Normandy is, yeah, they knew what they were up against, and they knew the odds, and it was a different war. I mean, this is a situation where a lot of these troops were ill-equipped for no reason. It's not a numbers game.
If you want to go on the equipment issue, if you want to take shots at somebody, Kerry voted against funding these troops. I mean, it's just the way that it is.
No, I don't know.
I don't want to go there with this because that's not the issue.
No, wait. Hold on, Ricky. Because is the issue. The American military has made it the issue by admitting that these Humvees were not properly armored.
Okay.
How do you ignore that?
Okay. When I'll go back to this. When you're in combat, not everybody is going to have absolute bulletproof vests.
Why not?
That's because there isn't enough funding in the country. I mean, we have deficits as it is. We can go into that. That's not the issue.
So why do we have a president that does tax cuts in the face of, you know, not
of
funding
deficits,
the military properly? And you're going to accuse... Dick Cheney cut defense funds. But where do you want to go? I mean, you're saying that we have the strongest military in the world, but
yes,
because our president cuts taxes in the face of funding a war, these guys can't be equipped properly, and you're willing to accuse Kerry of that? That's ridiculous.
I don't want to go... we're going off the subject. Fact is, when you're in the military, if you don't follow your orders, people are going to die. Now, if you don't follow your orders, maybe you won't die.
But they're ordering them to die. Yeah, but they could have been saving lives. What happens to that? Where is that argument?
When you're in the military, they have more information than we do, than you do, than just about the people on the
ground. Is that always true, Rick? Is that always true?
For the most part, yes, they know. Now, whether or not they're doing whatever, they know what's going on the ground. The military commanders that are making those decisions know what's going on.
Now, Ricky, if this is all the case, and let's assume it is, why do you think it is that the military has not immediately court-martialed and put these people in jail? Instead, they put them back on duty and said, we're going to investigate, and we may bring charges.
Because that is what they do. They don't immediately court-martial people.
All right. Well,
just obeying a direct order during wartime, they don't automatically try and court-martial people?
Not always, no.
All right, well, thanks. We got to close up the show here in a second, Ricky. Thanks for your call. It's very exciting.
Thank you.
Okay. It's just interesting to me that if we're the most powerful military in the world and we're not, and this president hasn't put this country into the hole by, you know, giving the rich tax cuts during a time of war as opposed to funding the military properly and believing the American people. They didn't believe the American people would get behind this war. That's why. And they shouldn't have, because it was based on a lie. And now these people are having to protest in the field. And that makes them heroes, not criminals. Here's a liberal agenda for today. Powerful closing of the show. Let's try and shift gears. One, stay real positive, but keep your foot on Bush's throat. Two, stage theater production of Bill O'Reilly's sexual harassment transcripts, the Falafel Monologues. See if Kevin Spacey is available. Three, decry glaring lack of polling stations for disenfranchised American voters in the International Space Station. Four, candlelight vigil mourning the brutal puppet deaths of Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, Susan Sarandon, and Janine Garofalo. Damn you, Team America. And five, today's phrase, just drop it in the conversation, quote, if you don't think Texas is in play, you're just kidding yourself. Kerry's totally got Austin, man. What do we got tomorrow there, Riley?
Coming up on tomorrow's morning's edition, we'll talk with the author of Vaccine A, the covert government experiment that's killing American soldiers. That's tomorrow's morning tradition here on Air America Radio. Have a good one, Marin.
You too, Riley.